Starmie, welcome to our podcast.
Woo! Thank you so much for downloading it. You're amazing.
We would like to talk just for a moment about Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Mm-hmm. They've officially sponsored our podcast.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out.
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit. They're up on Eubank and Osuna. And if you're looking to maybe shred the weight, the fat like me, well, you need to hit Bear Canyon CrossFit.
Dex, you're looking great today.
You are looking
pretty
good.
You look like you've lost like
1,000
pounds.
I did. 1,005 pounds.
1,005 pounds. That's good. That's got to be a record.
Yeah, well, it's
got to be a record.
Not true at all. It's worth the money that you're going to invest. $115 a month, unlimited CrossFit with a 12-month contract.
I like that. And, of course, we're all there at Bear Canyon doing it ourselves. I mean, I'm not needing to lose any pounds. But it is actually making me eat healthier, so my diet's improved, my sleep regimen has improved, and my mental well-being has improved just by working out.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com. You can sign up for your free first class. There you go.
It's time.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Yeah. I'm Steve-O. I'm white. I told you that because I don't know, because I'm trying to rap good, but I can't.
Why'd you say
because
good?
Because I'm better than all of the rest.
All right, my turn.
Is this mic on?
Yeah, it is.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we've been ready. Go!
Star Week! It's coming up on Monday! You gotta be a part of it because it's gonna be a fun day!
Oh my gosh!
So much worse.
You sounded like that Tommy Lahren girl. What are you so angry about?
Coming at you strong on a
Friday.
I want to say it's cool, but it's not okay. Because I'm not Teo. No, I'm somebody else. My name is Stephen Christian. Y'all been keeping me on the shelf. I got a pompadour, and it's always wanting more. So I hit you right now, and you falling on the floor. Because it's Christmas time, and you know that it's strong. And that's why you guys are always wrong. Christmas.
Yeah!
That was good.
Wait,
I just blacked out!
Yeah!
Throw the switch.
We gotta go, go, go!
Let's go!
Go must go on, right?
Go, go!
It's showtime.
That was fun yesterday.
Do you want to rap again today?
Yeah, we gotta do it. We gotta do it early.
Gotta do it early?
Yeah, for all the early birds. Yeah, if you missed yesterday's show, it was in the 9 o'clock hour. We had a little rap battle, as you heard. There was more. There was more than just that. Hit our podcast, Morning Invasion, at iTunes or Google Play or Star88.fm. Welcome to Friday. 6:11 in the a.m.
Today is high, 44 degrees.
Feels a little warm for Christmas. Come on. How's the weekend looking?
Throughout the weekend, it's looking much the same, actually. Mid-40s, 45, 48 on Sunday. Mostly cloudy. Looks like it's got a chance of showers today, actually.
Really?
Snow shower this evening.
Ooh. Good.
Cloudy and chilly over the weekend, but other than today, it's going to be, cloudy, but no snow. It's going to snow this weekend, guys.
585 Live, that's our live line. You can text in or call us at 338-3700. Did you guys have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, we all went to the gym together.
We did.
You remember that?
Remember how we always hang out all the time together?
Yeah.
And we have nothing to talk about.
I can only speak for myself, but I think it's weird. I've not gotten sick of you two yet.
It's weird, huh?
I can't speak for you guys, if you're sick of me or not, but I really enjoy hanging out with you
guys.
I
know. It's fun.
Dex. Somebody on the live line says, can I just say Dex sounds like Insane Clown Posse?
Okay. Oh, that is not okay. You delete them.
That's bullying.
You block them from our
they've been blocked.
Live line. It's not okay.
Yeah.
They said that is when he raps. Anyway, I'm going to say you just got blocked.
Although I'm a big fan of the what do they call them? The Insane Clown Posse people.
Oh, the Juggalos.
Thank you.
Why are you a big fan of them?
Huge fan.
I thought they tried to kill you.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were going to burn my house down a long time ago.
How does that translate the fandom?
I'm not going to upset them.
Oh, my gosh. You're
a huge fan of them.
You're like, that's like how Rick is a fan of Negan.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, if it saves my family, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. In charge no more, guys.
Negan is.
The Juggalos are.
I'm not in charge no more. Negan is. Carl.
Carl!
Carl. Get off the shed, Carl.
Yeah, many, many years ago when I first moved to Albuquerque, I was stupid and immature. I was in my early 20s.
It was 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't. And I didn't understand the whole Juggalo Insane Clown Posse.
Well, I don't think anybody understands it.
Well, I mean, you
didn't know how to deal with it.
It is weird. I mean, this band has done a great job of creating a family of fans. I mean, they really reach out to their fans.
It's a tight knit fam.
It really is. And I didn't really get it. And it just seemed weird because I didn't like the music. So I thought I'd make fun of it. And I had people showing up with hatchets at the radio station.
That's just unreal to me.
People were telling me, you need to settle down because we've heard rumors that someone's going to follow you home and they want to burn your house down. So I don't know if that was true or not, but after that, I definitely stopped. Never know. So good morning.
Good morning.
Just bring back memories, man.
Beautiful.
Beautiful memories.
Yeah.
Big show today.
Big.
Huge.
Who are we interviewing?
I don't think anybody.
That kid from the middle?
Yeah. We got Fran coming in.
Are you sure that interview was yesterday? Because we didn't even... Did you get an email saying that...
Nothing?
Nothing. Huh. See, that's weird. Usually if you miss an interview, they try to call or they send an email.
Yeah, it's true.
Huh.
I mean, we...
Maybe they've written us off.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
That's weird.
I mean, I'll check.
They gave us
usually
shot.
I get... They usually email both of us. I never got an email on that one. I think it's a different date.
I hope it's next week.
During Star Week?
During the middle of Star Week.
Today we got Fran coming in.
Fran?
Talk about Jouer Nouveau. What's that?
What?
What's that?
The French language?
Thursday, December 1st at 8:10 Eastern.
Atticus.
Or 8:10.
That was Atticus.
10:10 Eastern, yeah.
Atticus from the middle.
Should have been. Should have been yesterday.
All right. Who's Fran? Who dat?
Cody
Byrne. Fran Byrne, man. Murray's wife. Cody's mama.
Merlot.
Cool.
She's coming in today to talk about Jouer Nouveau, Zipper, Play, Blue, Blee, Blah. It's the Chi Ministries evening coming up real soon, Mike.
Real soon.
And you can only speak French. So she's going to come in and speak French, and we're going to translate.
Souffle.
Oui, oui.
Souffle, le coup, bechois.
No, we have to take a break after oui, oui. That's what I was
saying. We're looking at 65 days until Super Bowl 51, 14 days until Star Wars Rogue One, 24 days until Christmas, and 29 days until New Year's Eve.
29 days.
I was just reading an article about Rogue One, and I don't know how to feel. I think it's good, but I'm weirded out, but I think it's going to be okay. They decided to do away with the opening crawl at the beginning of Rogue One.
No!
What is that?
I'm glad they did.
What?
Can I be controversial?
The crawl?
Not what to you. What to you?
With the opening crawl?
Yeah.
What is that?
Have you ever seen a Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
Where's the music?
I don't know, but it just got real dark.
Oh, that.
No,
oh,
no, play the music.
Okay, hold on.
It's literally right there.
Thank you.
This thing does.
It's direct. It says Star Wars in giant letters.
And then it does this.
And then it goes,
my bad. I thought it was like a scene in the movie.
Look,
it,
look. We're both doing the same thing.
I got you. I understand now.
Long time, right?
The
rebellion is in flux. Blah, 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 blah.
Dexter
right?
came to work again with no deodorant.
Why would they do that?
Rogue One decided to differentiate itself from the you know, episodes that are within the main story, they're getting rid of the crawl. But they're doing something entirely different that hasn't been done and really doesn't get done in movies.
What?
They're starting the film with the prologue.
Yeah. I'm excited about it.
So instead of, yeah.
I think they're doing it to differentiate it from the episodes.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
Right. So basically, the opening crawl of A New Hope is the entire film of Rogue One, they were saying. You know? And so, spoilers.
True.
Yeah.
And so, to differentiate, they got rid of the opening crawl, but they're doing a prologue. So, we'll get like a weird, you know, 15 years before the film takes place or something, like a prologue, which I don't know.
All right.
It's going to be interesting.
Up. Good.
Gonna be interesting.
They should have gotten rid of the opening crawling. Put in the watermelon crawl.
The watermelon crawl?
Yeah. You ever heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
Driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh.
Dang.
A homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead.
Heck yeah. What? Let's skip to the chorus.
Party going on, but I got there, I heard a welcome speech.
The Mississippians are a little weird.
This isn't
weird.
Mississippi.
Well, I'm sure you heard it when you lived
sweet
in Mississippi.
Sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the land.
I don't know. Hey, so instead of Star Wars crawl,
if you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
They should have done the watermelon crawl.
Get out of here.
No, that would have been great. The South would have been all about it. They'd been like, now that's my Star Wars right there. Watermelon
crawl. Do the watermelon crawl, man.
Carl.
Hey, I heard that Star Wars Rogue One going to have a watermelon crawl.
Y'all ever seen that Star Wars? Hey, give me some money so I can go out and see a Star Wars.
Hey.
Hey.
Gosh. Man, good morning, Starmie. There are so many people chiming in on the live line right now.
Yeah, they're up and about.
Oh, what are they talking about?
Bill says you're sick of him.
Yep.
You're sick of Bill.
I'm not. I miss Bill.
I know. Somebody said our wraps are amazing. Somebody wants to know if we're going to the Old Town tree lighting tonight.
No.
Come on, it's free. It's an Old Town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Last night was shopping stroll. Did anybody go down to the Knob Hill area?
No.
Tonight's
Hey, Tio.
Yeah?
Hey, bud.
Tonight's the lighting of the tree in Old Town.
No.
Sure do.
Oh, yep.
Sure do.
Somebody else wants to know if I'm going to WWE tonight at
what?
Tingley.
No.
That's tonight?
They're heading from Farmington to ABQ. And they're really excited.
Cool.
I'm sad because the children that I would take with me have a baseball tournament. So I should just take
I'll send
Brody,
you photos, buddy.
Not tell anyone.
I'll send you photos.
Can you imagine? Not tell Jack and Lynn. Be like, dude, Brody and I were front row. Oh, he was kind of bored, but it was cool.
Brody's asleep and Steve-O's on TV going,
I should do that.
On this day, it is December 2nd, 212 years ago in 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte was crowned Emperor of France. Just as the Pope was going to place the crown on his little head, Napoleon grabbed it and put it on himself.
Dude, yeah, and then like 3 days after that, he was walking outside and he had his little telescope thing and he was surveying all that he had done in the battlefield, and then a phone booth popped up out of the ground, and two really righteous dudes kidnapped him and brought him into the present.
No, that's not what happened.
Yeah, man.
He walked out, and then his uncle said, Napoleon, go feed that llama.
Yeah. That llama?
No!
That's what happened.
No, he was kidnapped and taken to San Dimas, bruh.
Oh.
No, he said, Napoleon, what you gonna bet I can't throw this football over in the mountains over?
No, he ended up here in the 80s so that he could go down the water slide.
No, and then Napoleon tried to get a job, and he couldn't because of the talons.
No.
Yes.
He ended up here eating ice cream at the Ziggy Piggy. Ziggy Piggy. Ziggy Piggy.
Turned you guys all the way down.
Yeah. That was great. 23 years ago, 1993, Colombian drug lord Pablo
Escobar
was shot to death by security forces.
Wow.
In Medellin.
Where?
Medellin.
What?
Medellin.
Medellin.
What's wrong with you?
Medellin.
Okay.
Or medalla.
Are you Bell's Palsying right now?
No, is that
what's wrong with your face?
I think he turned French. Oui, oui.
How old is Aaron Rodgers? He is the Super Bowl winning Green Bay Packers quarterback.
He's not doing
I say 36.
He's
33.
33? Is he really?
Yeah. Guys, that guy is my age.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Wow.
Do you feel old?
No, I feel unaccomplished.
Yeah. No, that's...
You know. How old is Britney Spears today?
She's 34.
36.
35.
Ah!
I have to play the moment when...
Yeah, you do.
When her son jumped out and scared her.
We're about to scare the heck out of mom. We just stole her phone, and she's going to go nuts. She's walking.
She fell on the ground. That's a good one to watch.
So mean.
That's what you do. That's what you do when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Teo still does that.
Teo.
He scared me when I walked out of the bathroom the other morning.
Shut up.
At least he did that when you walked out of the bathroom and not when you were at the old urinal.
That's true.
Okay?
That's when it's
not
the most fun.
Funny.
There's a splatter effect.
He did that to me like a week ago.
There's nothing wrong with hugging people at the urinal.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Nelly Furtado, our last one. How old is Nelly Furtado? She's like a bird.
She'll fly away.
She's Portuguese and Canadian.
Really?
Beautiful.
She's 38.
Nelly Furtado. Are you ready for this, guys? 36.
Steve-O, 38.
Yeah!
That's two. That's two for you.
Did it.
Man. Good job.
Thank you.
The hills are alive.
Coming up on the show, we'll talk about a beaver who went into a store and had some fun. Maybe some payback. You don't mess with beavers. I looked up some fun facts about beavers. Wow. Did you know beavers never stop growing? Mm-hmm. There's actually one the size of a grizzly bear out there.
No.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the biggest one on record.
Can't be real.
No, it's called the Beasley Bear.
Yeah, the Beasley Bear.
I wanted to call it the Grizzle Bear.
The Grizzly Beaver.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so huge. It's the size of a compact vehicle. Maybe even a sedan.
Yeah, we'll talk about beavers. And if you're Uncle Cy from Duck Dynasty, you hate beavers.
Stop laughing, Steve-O. What's wrong with you?
It's just the dumbest.
What'd he say?
He said it's the dumbest.
It's not the dumbest.
It's so random.
We've said so much stupider stuff than
no,
that.
There's no way we have. I just never, ever, ever thought there'd come a day where it's like, on the show today, we're going to be talking about beavers. And it was so normal.
Well, Dex is from Montana.
Wait till you hear the story.
Yeah, wait till you hear that, you
it's
jerk.
It's all over the news.
I haven't seen anything in the news today about beavers.
It'll be there. It's trending.
Cowboys, maybe.
Did they win?
Oh, dude. USA Today, I was currently reading an article about how, yes, the Vikings got completely hosed.
I don't care about the rest of the Cowboys, but how did Dak do?
Oh, dude. He you know what?
Dak brought it back, dog.
Minnesota lost that game. The Cowboys did not win that game. Mm. Seriously. It was a close game, but Dallas only scored 7 points for the longest time. They held them to 7. The defense found holes in that offensive line and made me very happy because the Cowboys are playing the Bucks in 2 weeks. So, yes.
All right.
The Cowboys looked beatable last night, and they should have lost.
All right.
They really should have. I thought they were going to.
Speaking of sports.
Yeah.
Last night, my Warriors, Golden State Warriors, took on the Rockets.
Oh, basketball's back?
Yep, it's been back.
Huh.
Double overtime. Golden State Warriors have been on a 13 win streak, and they lost to the Rockets last night in double overtime.
Oof.
It was a tough game. It really was. It was a tough one. It was the refs just they don't like the Warriors.
Huh? Well.
And that's all we'll talk about sports.
Cool.
When we come back, we'll do some headlines. We'll check the roads out there. Beautiful Friday.
And it's Christmas time. Hang out.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Here's a powerful hotspot from Skip Heitzik about heaven.
It's going to take God all of eternity to reveal and show so that you and I will discover and have adventures. That's how eternity is going to unfold. It's going to be an ongoing revelation of really cool stuff.
Hotspot. Heaven isn't just an eternal retirement home. It's more than your mind can imagine.
So God is going to rule the universe through his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible seems to indicate that ruling the universe is a family business. He wants to extend that to all of his children who trust in him.
Get more from Skip at connectiononline.org.
Keep in mind, you're going to be glorified. You'll be in a resurrected body. You're going to have the energy and the vim and youthfulness that maybe you once had. And it's going to be fun.
Don't miss this about heaven. Hashtag crucial.
But if you're born twice, physically and spiritually, at best you'll only die once, physically. But never a second death, never eternally.
Hotspot. Robbie Zacharias said this: human beings are not an accidental blip on the radar screen of time. We are made with a specific purpose. That's a solar flare on Star 88.
Slow down and wait for something else.
economy, it's never too late for a comeback. Louis Giglio looks at Samson.
If you are in a really, really difficult place, you may have gotten there because God put you there.
God put you there.
Because some act of craziness in your life, and he said, guess what? Your next stop is going to be the last place you want to be, because that's the best place for you to come to the end of yourself. And so you can curse the place you're in, or you can remember that it's your own fault that you're in the place you're in.
It's your own fault.
And you can take a shortcut right now from the place you're in instead of cursing it and cursing God of saying, oh, it was me that got here in the first place. So can I trade in the alligator costume and can I come back to you?
It was me that got here.
And you can take a direct route through the grace of God and the mercy of Jesus tonight by your own act of repentance. And you can get back on track faster than maybe the normal way.
A star at 8.
Darkness breaks beneath the dawn.
touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
I just wanted to say that every time I listen to any of you, at any time, that you guys really inspire me. I can have the weirdest personality by being loud or soft or being weird or funny and have different opinions or music tastes, but I can always be myself to glorify God's name. God bless you guys.
Partner with us as we reach them. Star Week. When you come on board and support our mission.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods' return to competitive golf wasn't exactly what he had hoped for.
The president-elect celebrated with Carrier air conditioning employees at a plant in Indianapolis that is now staying open and retaining hundreds of employees who were expected to lose their jobs.
I just want to let all of the other companies know that we're going to do great things for business. There's no reason for them to leave anymore.
The president-elect Trump says his plan for lower taxes and fewer regulations will make it less attractive for U.S.-based companies to leave. Under the Carrier agreement reached with company executives and Indiana state officials, Carrier will continue to operate the Indianapolis facility in exchange for performance-based tax incentives.
Starbucks is shaking up its management with CEO Howard Schultz becoming executive chairman.
More than a dozen military veterans joined a protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wearing camouflage jackets, they walked into an area that's been blocked off by police and asked the officers standing guard to lay down their arms. Police used a megaphone to order the veterans to move away because they were trespassing.
You guys been following all that pipeline drama? Gosh, it is crazy.
It is crazy. Is this our boy?
No, it's not our boy.
Man, we just got the best email we've ever got.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird email.
For those of you who have listened since Team Awesome Morning Party, this is better than Kevin Douglas Hamer.
What's that?
Man. Only a few will know. Only a few will know. This is beyond. I'm about to send it. I'm sending it out.
Yeah, we get some strange emails every now and then. You can always email the show, studio@star88.fm. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. 640, good morning.
High today of 44 degrees. Take a look at traffic. No accidents to report right now. Guys, it's so cold. It's so cold in the D. Might be icing over right now. Who knows? Be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thanks for calling. Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Is this 88.3?
Sure is, buddy. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to tell you guys about a YouTube channel they have out there called The Bible Project. Have you heard of it?
No. Mm. I'll look it up right now.
It's really, really awesome. That's how maybe you guys could put it, Emmer, and tell people about it on the air.
Well, you're doing that right now for. We don't even have to.
What's it all about?
Oh, cool. It's, so they do an animated version of explaining the Bible and certain stories and certain things. So
that's cool.
The one that we saw that was really, really cool is called Holiness. It's the animated explanation of holiness.
Okay.
And it's really cool about how God's holiness changes you instead of kills you, pretty much.
They have a lot of subscribers. They almost have more than we do.
Almost.
It's cool.
Good, we're going to check it out. Thanks, man.
Yeah, dude, thanks for calling.
No problem, man. Thank you.
We'll see you then. 338-3700. Yeah, that looks pretty interesting.
We can't really talk about it because I think they're trying to raise funds.
Mm.
But there you go. That guy talked about it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You have kids and you want to pull up some Bible stories.
These animations look pretty good.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's a good way to.
They got a Book of Job over here.
That's great.
Devastating.
Good. Technology's great, guys.
Is it?
It is.
Sometimes it's not.
Yeah, coming up, we're going to talk about something just horrendous, horrific, awful. Just the bullying is just getting so bad. And we hear stories all the time. But the one this morning, oh.
Yeah, it's rough.
We definitely need to talk about it because as parents, we have to engage with our kids. And we have to remind them and share with them what bullying does to people. It's
a devastating story out of Texas this morning. And it's not – we're going to have to wait and talk about it in depth later because it's really, really, really sad.
Mm.
But, you know, we all do – like we all pick at other people. We all make jokes. We do it on the show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a difference between picking on someone – I believe this. And some would say there's no difference. But there is a difference between picking on somebody, Steve-O.
No, I'm reading an email we got from a Starmie member, and it's crazy because it probably pertains a little bit to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously,
I read that this morning.
Yeah, I'm like,
there's a difference between picking on someone and then going after them, like creating fake profiles and going after them and just constantly demeaning them and bullying them to the point to where that person commits suicide in front of their family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a story that happened. It really happened.
In Texas City, Texas, right?
Yeah.
We were reading it this morning, and it just, gosh, she was bullied, and apparently she was the sweetest, loveliest girl, and so they pinpointed the one thing that, you know, they could break through on because she wasn't affected by these idiot bullies' insults at first. And so they started attacking her weight to a point where they got fake Facebook accounts to continue mocking her. They used some kind of app that wouldn't track back to them so they could, like, text her. I mean, it was just like, dude, this is malicious.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
We'll talk more about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. It's so awful to hear that this morning.
We also got
Go ahead.
What was that?
I was just going to say, we got a news intro.
We got an
email from a Starmie member who needs some help as well.
Good. So. I got a couple new news intros. Tell me what you think of it.
Okay.
It was intense.
A little long.
I loved it.
It was pretty intense.
Kind of dramatic.
I was scared at first when he went in.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, gosh, that's kind of terrifying.
But I liked it, though. It added an urgency.
Okay. Yeah. All right, how about this one?
When news breaks, we're the first there to muck it.
Did he say to muck it?
That voice.
Where is that in
creepy.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
I'm from Temucket, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Buzz Aldrin went to the South Pole this week.
Yeah.
Had to be airlifted out yesterday after he got sick. He went to a hospital in New Zealand with fluid in his lungs, but he's on antibiotics and he's in stable condition.
How old is Buzz?
He's old.
Yeah, he's in his 80s.
He's still doing the thing, man. Pretty
crazy.
What
was he doing in the South Pole?
He was on a tourist excursion.
Huh.
The guy's been to the moon.
Well.
You know, I'm sure he wants to cover all of the continents.
They have excursions in the South Pole?
Yeah, they do.
Why would you go to the South Pole?
Dude, preach it.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not know.
Like, why would you go to the North Pole?
It's the same. I wouldn't. I don't ever want to go there. There's nothing there but coldness.
Hey.
And polar bears.
Hey.
And seals.
Hey. Let's go to the North
Pole. No, I don't want to go to the North Pole.
Look at me.
I'm not going.
Okay. Ryan Lochte is still dealing with legal problems in Brazil, but the police reportedly offered to make the case go away if they pay him $20,000.
And he should do that, right?
There's no word if he's interested. The Brazilian police offered to make the case go away if he pays them $20,000. Guys.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence are going around Europe right now promoting the new movie Passengers. It looks like Titanic in space. I'm pretty excited. They figured out a fun way to annoy all of their Instagram followers. Apparently, fans have been asking them to post a selfie together. So Chris posted one on Tuesday, but he framed it so you could only see half of Jennifer Lawrence's face.
Yeah, these are pretty funny.
Then he posted one on Wednesday where he's smiling, but she's turned around the other direction. So you only see the back of her head. Then another one where half of her face is cropped out again. So it's pretty much a running gag.
He's funny.
He posted two more yesterday. One where she's behind him drinking a glass of water. You can only see part of her face again. There's another one where half of her face is cropped out. And it just keeps going. There's one where she's posing with Jamie Oliver. Half of the head is gone.
Can I just say, I love Chris Pratt much.
Look at this one. Wait, go back. Oh. Go back. Look at that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. He's the best. He's really the best. And apparently, Jaden Smith saw this as an opportunity to get some attention because he tweeted, quote, "Here's the deal. I am Chris Pratt." So, who knows what Jaden Smith's talking about again, but he's
what?
Out there.
Hmm.
Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Rolling Stone and their 20 best of lists that they published. We did not get to the We didn't do music.
Yeah, we didn't.
But we talked about TV shows a little bit. Rolling Stone's list of the 20 best TV shows of 2016 is packed with stuff on cable and the streaming services. The FX shows Atlanta, The People vs. O.J. Simpson are number one and number two, followed by Netflix's Stranger Things. So officially, guys, the TV show game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different game now.
Yep.
The more popular shows are on different networks, including streaming services, which even 10 years ago, I don't think anybody would have called that.
No.
I think they would have said, no, I don't see Netflix?
Yeah.
Like where you get the DVDs in the mail?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And you have it coming up. You can talk about it later in the news too, but for all you early people, the new update on Netflix, you can now download shows and movies to your devices. So if you're going on trips, on road trips, for us when we went and drove up to Nevada,
yeah,
the kids through Amazon Prime, you can download stuff. So they downloaded like 10 different shows and they can watch them while we're in the car.
Oh,
now you
can do that
with Netflix.
Yep.
Or if you're on the plane a lot, you can download them now, which is huge. I think that's great.
Yeah. Isn't Amazon the one that's been doing that for a long time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Did Friends, Steve-O's favorite TV show ever, except for Party of Five, invent the mannequin challenge 13 years ago?
Oh.
Let's dive in. Because the mannequin challenge might be older than you think, and it might have legitimately started with the TV show Friends.
There's
a deleted scene from season 8 where Rachel is trying to get her baby Emma to crawl. But she won't crawl. Rachel decides that Emma might be too distracted by what everyone else is doing, so she has everyone freeze. A moment later, Phoebe walks in and sees everyone standing still, so she grabs a bowl, freezes, and says, quote, "Who's painting us?" And that's it. We have a clip.
No,
we
don't.
I think it's in
Spanish.
It won't load. No, let's
it's not loading.
Let's wait for the clip.
Oh, they're
rolling.
Come on, Emma.
Oh, you know what? I think we're probably distracted here. Let's everybody be still for just a minute.
Yep, mannequin challenge.
Hang on.
No way.
Phoebe's still moving. Here it comes.
Yep. Who's painting us?
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Mannequin challenge started.
Stupid. That's stupid.
No, it started with Friends.
Everything
comes back to Friends.
It isn't really the same thing. But hey, the mannequin challenge is just people standing still.
And we did one, and it was epic.
It's not exactly revolutionary human behavior.
YouTube.
We have all been freezing. Yeah. We played freeze tag when we were children.
That's true, yeah.
The new part is that we're suddenly fascinated by seeing people do this and post videos of it online.
I'm over it.
That's just 2016, man.
Oh, man. I'm
that
done with that. The Arrowverse, you know, Flash and all that giant crossover. They did a mannequin challenge this week.
Really?
And Stephen Amell moved because he was like, ugh. Idiot. And he just like walks off. And I'm like, yes. Yes, like no, in the middle of it, everybody's really like freezing. And he just like walks in and looks and he shakes his head and he walks out. Uh-huh. And they just keep going. They just keep going. Everybody else is frozen.
Hoity-toity, but, Stephen Amell.
Yeah, I'm with you, Stephen Amell.
What a wet blanket. Wait,
if you'd like to see our mannequin challenge, youtube.com/standby4awesome.
Dex once told me that I'm a wet blanket.
No, you're not
a wet blanket. No, you told me that over text, and I've never forgotten it.
I did once.
You said, you're kind of a wet blanket.
You crashed the party.
And then he said, no, I'm serious, you are. And so I've taken that to heart.
Did anybody see the email we just got?
We got another one?
From Anarchy Forever.
Anarchy Forever, huh?
The ultimatum of martyrdom to end all power.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
You know, just...
No, I've subscribed to this channel. So it's fine. It's fine.
Gosh, guys.
The four most common things that we mess up during the holidays.
Christmas carols.
A new survey just found the four most common things that we mess up over the holidays. Somehow my relationship didn't make it. Probably because that's an everyday thing, not just limited to holidays or seasons. Number one, forgetting to buy batteries that your kids will need to play with their new toys. This is a common thing. It happened to me a lot when I was a kid. Be like, why didn't Santa bring the batteries? Well, he was pretty busy yesterday. Number two, forgetting to RSVP or RSVP to parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, important. I learned that valuable lesson. You should always RSVP.
Always. Number three, accidentally leaving someone off your holiday card list.
Ooh, that's why we don't do cards.
Do people still do cards?
We don't.
What about a Facebook?
I get a couple. I got one in the mail already.
Yeah. And I always feel like a horrible father / husband because we've never done that.
We did that. I think first couple of years.
We should do a morning invasion Christmas card.
We should.
By the tree.
No, I don't want to anymore.
You By love tree. That tree, man.
Number
you
four.
Plug it in every day.
It's because I'm a Christmas guy.
Right. Christmas guy. Let's get a Christmas card.
I don't want to do a picture. People will they'll start to figure out who I am if we do that. Number four, burning Christmas dinner.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
And the survey also found that more than half of people have had to run out at the last minute on Christmas Eve to buy something that they forgot to get.
Being sung by choir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And folks,
we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hello.
Hi.
7:10.
High today of 44 degrees.
Let's take a look at traffic. Traffic. We have an accident to report, I-40 West at Unser. If you're out in that side of town, be very careful this morning. That's all I'm seeing on the map right now.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Welcome to the show. Thanks for all that you do, Starmy. You're very encouraging. Thanks for leaving a voicemail for Star Week. We asked you guys a couple weeks back to call the live line and leave a voicemail. Share your story. And we've heard many. And it's encouraging. It's really cool to hear what this station is doing in your life. We got Star Week coming up on Monday, which means we need you guys to jump on board and keep this station going in 2017.
I'm getting me a t-shirt.
Are you?
Yeah, man, I got to say.
Well, it depends for me on which shirt comes through.
Yeah, we saw designs yesterday.
Yeah, and honestly,
stoked.
The designs we saw were really, really cool.
They all
and
so, cool, but I had a favorite.
You did have a favorite.
Yeah, when you guys give... Now, these are one-time. One-time.
One-time.
Gifts.
$55. I heard he sang a new song.
Okay.
I heard he had a
song. Let's not sing, Steve-O.
Okay. You said one time, and I'm like, Fugees!
One time gift.
One time. Here we go. I'm just kidding.
Okay, Wyclef Jean.
$95. I'll be gone to November.
I'm going to shut your mic off.
I'll be gone to November.
Hey, man, apparently our show is not up to par this morning.
Yeah, hey,
so.
We've already gotten texts, Steve-O. Don't make us get
whatever. Nervous. Here's the thing, guys. Today's show has not been up to par because there was no Fugees. Okay. No,
okay.
The refugees.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Okay. I'll go.
Okay, the one time, there's two one-time fees. There's a $55 or there's a $95.
Yeah.
Now, the $95 one.
Why are you explaining this now? It's Friday.
Well,
it's not Star Week.
Hey, I explain it all the time.
We have to explain it all the time.
Okay.
We've teamed up with an organization where we're going to feed children in Uganda.
This isn't coffee. This is
for one
tea.
Month. Yeah. So $95 is going to feed a child in Uganda for 1 month, and you get this exclusive Star 88 t-shirt. I can't wait for Star Week.
I'm getting two.
I'm pumped. Well, then you better
pony
donate
up.
Some money.
Oh, I am. Because I believe in this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening.
Yep.
Oh, Steve-O, you're so funny. It's awesome. Thank you. Yo, you're so welcome, you liveliner.
Why is that your number?
Huh? What?
Why is that your number that texted in?
You wish. Mm-hmm. You wish it was my number.
All right. Coming up on the show, we need to talk about this stuff. I know it can be a downer, but we need to talk about bullies. We have to. Mm-hmm. Because we came in this morning, we saw the most horrific story.
Yeah, it wasn't the best way to wake up. So we want you to wake up the same way we did.
Yeah. Mm. We have to talk about it. We do.
We really do.
So we'll do that in a little while. This young girl.
18, man.
18-year-old tragically committed suicide because she was teased and bullied for
her weight.
Yeah.
People would make up fake Facebook accounts and they would message her. She wouldn't respond, but they'd still come at her. There was an app, I guess, that they would use that would kind of block them. Here's the interesting thing about it. And we'll
was that her
more.
Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I know.
She's so beautiful.
I know.
She's not even overweight. Are you kidding?
I know. So it happened in Texas City.
I just watched the latest episode of This Is Us. Well, not the.
I'm not caught up.
No, I haven't. I'm on my fourth episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Painting.
Painting was a painting in this. No, this wasn't the episode of the painting. This is the one where they went to the pool.
Oh, okay.
So, and it goes along with what we're talking about. For those of you that don't know, what network is that on?
NBC.
NBC. There's a new show called This Is Us, and it is the best show, network show, you'll watch, and. There's a scene where the family goes to the pool.
Yep.
And this young girl, she's definitely overweight.
She's overweight. And she has, and that's her character, you know, it goes back and forth from when she's 36 and when she's a child. And yeah. She always had issues with her weight.
And she wore a bikini to the pool. And she's having the time of her life. This sweet little girl is just enjoying playing with these little girls. And all of a sudden, the girls hand her a note. That says, you're embarrassing us.
We don't want to play with you.
We don't want to play with you anymore.
Yeah.
And she
what?
Just, her yeah. world just crumbles. And you just want to cry for her because, oh, it's so sad.
Right.
But the way that her family, her mom and dad.
Rally around her.
Yeah, oh, gosh, that was amazing. That was really cool. But we know it happens every single day for a lot of kids here in our city, all around the world. And we always ask you kids out there to look out for those kids that are getting bullied. You got to step up.
You do.
And you need to be there for them.
You have to say something.
Got to call those bullies out.
Man.
Because it's not okay. Some girl just took her life.
Because she was relentlessly bullied. Yeah.
Heavy stuff.
When are we going to do this later? I feel like we're doing it now.
Let's just do it now.
So, 18 years old, and she sent her sister a text basically saying, I love you so much. Please remember that. and I'm sorry for everything. And so the sister knew something was definitely wrong when she got that text. So she called her parents and grandparents. They all rushed to the house, where they found Brandy in her room with a gun, still alive.
Mm.
The family pleaded with her not to pull the trigger. But this girl said she had made up her mind, and she shot herself.
In front of the family.
In front of her family.
Oh,
in front of her family!
Oh.
In the chest. She put a gun to her chest, and her family just pleaded, and they obviously they called 911.
Wow.
She died on the way to the hospital.
So she had been getting bullied through an app.
Yeah, this is crazy. Many different ways. So they said people would make up fake Facebook accounts. They'd message her. She wouldn't respond. They'd still come at her. They would say really, really mean things to her, like, why are you still here? They would call her fat and ugly. She was beautiful, absolutely beautiful, this coming from her sister. The only thing people could find to pick on her was her weight. She changed her phone number. They reported the bullying to the police, who told them, sorry, we can't help you because the suspects used an app that's not traceable, and they can't do something until something happened like a fight. End quote.
Hmm.
So they took so many different precautions, but the communications director for the Texas City Independent School District, where Brandy was a senior, said that everybody was devastated because this girl was really well-liked. She was so sweet. So detectives are interviewing the family. They're contacting people the family believes are suspects. They're following up on several tips that came in because people were like, oh, yeah, this person. But it's like, here's what's terrible. Here's what's tragic is it's taking this for somebody to finally say something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, now the police are involved. And now these kids are coming forward out of the woodwork and saying, yeah, I know who it was. Yeah, these guys. So mean. And,
my immediate thought is, and we don't know the family situation, but for somebody, now every parent that's listening right now, listen up. Because I feel like when your kid is going to school and they're getting bullied, they're getting teased like this girl, and we've all seen it. We've all been bullied, I feel like, mm-hmm. in some way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Growing up. I feel like as parents, we have to be that safe place that they know when they come home, they are loved unconditionally. And that's their safe place, and they know no matter what, the mom and dad are always there for them, and they'll protect them no matter what. So I'm just thinking, I don't know what the situation is with the parents here.
Right.
But if she was getting bullied for a while,
yeah.
How are they stepping in to help her?
And we have to raise our kids up. It's funny because Skip this last Wednesday had an amazing message in the Book of John, and these words keep coming back. I referenced them yesterday. When you know who you are, you don't have to prove who you are. I think a lot of times we allow other people's words to take control, or we allow ourselves to believe the words of other people, bullies or otherwise. It could even be people who care about us who are saying things that just aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
We allow those to take power over us, and we start to believe the lies because our identity isn't grounded. Like, we don't know who we are. And if we don't, then things like this happen.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming parents in any way, shape, or form. It's squarely on these idiot kids using their words. And man, we talk about the power of words all the time as well. But I think about how we absolutely should be instilling the great value and worth into, well, everyone around us, but especially as parents, we have an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want my kids to know that they are beloved by this incredible God, not just me, but God,
yeah.
The creator of the universe, specifically created this human being for a purpose. Man, before my wife and I were ever even a couple, God knew that these Jeter boys were going to be something special, and he specifically had them in his mind.
Yeah.
And I think if we can grasp that and if we can realize, man, how incredibly special every single one of us are because we are individually and uniquely crafted, then maybe these idiots with hollow words will be just that, just hollow.
Mm-hmm.
They won't impact us. They won't matter. And I say that knowing how difficult it is because I was bullied.
Yeah.
You know, I was the scrawny theater kid. So I was gay. I was, you know, all these different things that, and it used to just wreck me. And the funny thing is in ministry, even Christians are really good at that with other Christians.
Yeah.
Because we talk about culture. Oh, you guys mentioned The Walking Dead. You're lukewarm. You guys need to turn and repent, or you need to blah, 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 because you're going to go to hell. It's like, man, so judgmental with words we can be as Christians to other Christians. And we don't think about the fact that that could absolutely be a form of bullying because we're like, oh, well, I'm doing it for their sake because I'm trying to save them from hell. It's like, no, you're being a jerk.
Yeah.
I almost used a word I can't even say.
Yeah.
Because I feel that strongly about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I immediately think of my wife and I have been doing something in the past few days where if we want to say something sarcastic to each other or negative, the rule is you need to stop before you say it and immediately say something positive and encouraging and loving towards your partner. So we've been doing that the past few days, and it makes me feel like I am the greatest person, the greatest husband in the world when my wife encourages me.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm a giant. Like I could do anything. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do that for our kids. You know, I want to do that more for my kids. And I feel like if we are telling our kids every day just how awesome and beautiful and amazing they are, I'm proud of you. You're doing so good in school. Man, you look amazing today, you know? And just constantly telling our kids over and over how great they are, mm-hmm. and encouraging them that when stuff like this happens at school, it's not going to matter.
Right.
It's not going to affect them to the point where they're going to put a gun to their chest and they're going to pull the trigger.
Ugh. I think what's ridiculous is, sadly, you know, there's usually the one or the two, you know, the bullies, and then they've got the crowd. If that crowd would just disperse, like the followers who are just like, yeah, what he said. It's like, dude, find your own identity. Because I remember being relentlessly bullied as well. And there was usually that one or two just jerks. And then the rest were just kind of like the cronies that were like, yeah, following along and doing whatever and just kind of going with the flow, whose hearts probably weren't totally in it. Mm-hmm. If you are one of those, dude, just stop. Like, step away. It's interesting. Somebody chimed in and said, man, we're called to lead people to Christ, which means doing the unpopular thing when it is needed. And that's exactly what it would take to step up to a bully.
Yeah.
We need to watch out for those who the world hates on because they need love, hope, and peace that Christ brings. We need to be ready and willing to step up and tell ourselves, just do it. See the Shia LaBeouf video. That was from them as well.
You remember the story we read earlier this week about the woman at Smith's who was getting bullied? Like this adult woman who was a Muslim. Mm-hmm. Somebody there started just yelling and cussing at this Muslim lady, and something magical happened. Customers and employees circled around this woman and came to her aid, came to help to make sure that customer was kicked out of the store. And then when she walked to her car, they made sure that they made sure she was safe while she got to her car. I feel like kids, that's the same situation when you see somebody getting bullied at school, you got to do something.
Yeah.
You have to act.
You really do. What stinks is we were raised, and it's something I still hear from time to time from parents' mouths, reminding our kids not to be tattletales.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a problem with that, because when you teach your kids not to, quote, tattle, as a child, it's hard for them to discern the difference between, like, just telling on them, telling everything, and understanding when the right time to, like, say something is. So I would rather my kids tell me everything. And, yeah, sometimes it's like it seems insignificant, but I'd rather them tell me everything, because the time that it is significant, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to listen through all the, like, okay, he did this. He won't let you. Okay. All right. How are you going to handle that? What would you like to do about it? Okay, let's work through that. Even if it seems like minuscule and minute to you, I feel like we should allow our kids to share everything. Because if we're telling them not to be tattletales and we're trying to, you handle it yourself, you figure it out, then when something big happens and they don't know what to do, do you honestly think they're going to come to you and be like, hey, this is happening in my life?
Yeah.
Probably not, because you so easily, like, told them to just deal with it themselves and handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Tell my kids, like, dude, I don't care how stupid it seems. I don't care how small it seems. Or how big it is and overwhelming it seems. I promise you, I'm your advocate. Like, I am here for you, and you tell me anything. And sure enough, Brody, because he's 4, tells me everything.
Yeah.
And, you know.
He's your little spy.
Right? And so sometimes I just kind of have to giggle, and the boys know and understand, you know.
Yeah.
Because when there's something big that happens, I'm really hoping that they feel comfortable enough to tell me,
yeah,
to talk to me, because I love them. And it's like, I'm not here to harm you or just thumb squash you.
Yeah,
I want to build you up and grow you as a young man, you know, like to become a man who sticks up for the people that are dealing with situations like this.
Mm-hmm. Tao, you said something the last time we talked about bullying, about how you dealt with high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved what you said, you know, share that a little bit about how you looked at, was it your dad that told you?
Well, yeah, my parents just did a really good job of kind of just providing a safe place at home. And yeah. it was just, I don't think we realize, you know, they just did such a good job. My parents did such a good job, and I'm so thankful for that. I just don't think we realize how far our words go.
Yeah.
Especially in the lives of kids, you know, because, I mean, we live in a culture where everything is bent on how you look.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so it's just devastating. If you harp on how somebody looks, they're going to believe that.
Yeah.
And when we surround ourselves, or I guess a better way to put it is when we let the negativity that surrounds us in, you know, which is so hard not to do, then it's going to affect us. And there's the old, you know, sticks and stones break my bones, words will never hurt me. And that's not true.
Right.
We all know that's not true. It is to a degree. And at the end of the day, you can remember that those are just words. But when you consistently hear something over and over and over,
start to believe it.
You are going to believe it subconsciously. We deal with that. I deal with that all the time.
Yeah.
Just insecurities that I've had since I was a kid, who knows where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my parents did a really good job of providing a place at home where I could talk to them and say, hey, I don't like this. And they just really encouraged me. They always encouraged me, you know, this is a just a part of your life. This is a segment. This is a phase. This will not be forever. And I held on to that. And yeah, they were also really good at talking about change. A lot of people are so afraid of change, and they don't say that, but they act like it. And kids see our actions. I see that with my, you know, Johnny's not even 2 yet, but he watches me, and I'm so paranoid.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ah!
Yeah, they, you know, soak up everything.
So much to the point to where yesterday, like, Johnny was flipping out, and I would say, stop! And then I asked Dawn, I said, am I supposed to say, Like, is stop a good thing to say? Because I don't want to say no all the time. That's one thing.
Right.
I don't want to just go, no, no, no. And then I was like, is stop good? And she said, you're supposed to say what you want them to do. And so she's like, so I guess stop is fine, because if he's going nuts and you say stop, you know, he's going to get.
Yeah.
He's going to, you know, stop. But that's kind of, and you look at that. Look at that, even just that little bit. Say what you want them to do. You know, like, that's where the words for children have so much power. And when you are saying negative things all the time, your kids are going to interpret that it's what they're supposed to do,
right?
What they're supposed to believe. And so we try so hard, all of us, I know we try hard, we genuinely do. It's just that we get annoyed and we forget that kids are kids. We forget that, you know, no matter the age, and we try to make that kid be an adult.
Right.
I want Johnny, my, what is he, 21 month?
Yeah.
You know, I want him to understand things the way I do, which is impossible. His little brain is still developing. And you can say that for a 5-year-old. You can say it for a 12-year-old. Mm-hmm. You can say it for an 18-year-old. The brain is still developing. And they're not going to be able to handle situations like a 33-year-old.
Right.
Or like a 40-year-old. Whatever you are. I mean, look at the difference between someone who is 18 and someone who is 25.
Yeah.
Look at that difference. There's a drastic difference between those two people.
Mm-hmm.
Just because life hits you when you're, you know, the older you get, the more life just comes at you.
Yeah.
And so we as people really need to decide if we're going to be a positive influence or if we're just going to be another thing just coming at somebody.
Right.
A negative.
The last thing you want is for your child to get bullied at school and then come home and then,
not be in a safe place to
exactly
talk.
And get bullied by mom and dad or by their brothers and sisters.
Yeah. And I really think the bullying from the parents doesn't come from a place of maliciousness or anger even. I think it just comes from an annoyed place. You've got an adult who goes to work and comes home and they're just tired.
You're right.
And they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with a kid with a lot of questions or a kid going through something, and it's just annoying. But as a parent, what I'm learning is that I have to put all that stuff aside and be like, man, I need my kid to be able to be safe at home. I need him to be able to come home and know that he's safe.
Ted Tripp, Shepherding a Child's Heart. That's the book I always reference, and that's what it talks greatly about. Knowing the difference between rebellion and just acting like a child. Because obviously you need to correct your children who are being rebellious. There's a giant difference between rebelliousness and just kids being kids and you being exhausted from work and life and being a grown-up. So,
yeah, a while back we read a story about a high school senior in South Carolina recently found out that a classmate he'd never met was being picked on for how he dresses. So the kid surprised him with a new pair of retro Jordans.
No way.
Yeah.
Just to cheer the kid up.
That was awesome.
So we're trying to encourage you kids, inspire you kids out there to step up. If you see somebody getting bullied at school,
do something, man.
Got to.
Yeah.
That's being a hero. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
So I believe the Morning Invasion is probably the best change that 88.3 has ever done. You guys are basically my cup of coffee in the morning. You're uplifting with all of your stories. You put me in a good morning, good mood in the mornings. And even though sometimes you guys make my stomach hurt a little bit with how much I laugh at you guys. But I love the Morning Invasion and I hope you stay around for a very long time.
Partner with us as we reach them. Star Week. When you come on board and support our mission.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods' return to competitive golf wasn't exactly what he had hoped for.
The president-elect celebrated with Carrier air conditioning employees at a plant in Indianapolis that is now staying open and retaining hundreds of employees who were expected to lose their jobs.
I just want to let all of the other companies know that we're going to do great things for business. There's no reason for them to leave anymore.
President-elect Trump says his plan for lower taxes and fewer regulations will make it less attractive for U.S.-based companies to leave under the Carrier agreement. agreement reached with company executives and Indiana state officials, Carrier will continue to operate the Indianapolis facility in exchange for performance-based tax incentives.
Starbucks is shaking up its management with CEO Howard Schultz becoming executive chairman.
More than a dozen military veterans joined a protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wearing camouflage jackets, they walked into an area that's been blocked off by police and asked the officers standing guard to lay down their arms. Police used a megaphone to order the veterans to move away because they were trespassing.
And I'll be there. You are my love. You are my heart. And we will never, ever, ever be apart. We the nothing.
Sing it, Trump.
We're playing. We're just friends. What are you saying? Said there's another look right in my eyes.
Found this on YouTube this morning. Donald Trump sings the hits.
First time, and I was like, baby, baby, baby. Oh,
excuse me, President-elect
baby,
Donald Trump.
Baby,
there you
baby,
go.
No, like, baby, baby.
Hey. I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much, and that's an issue.
But I'm okay. People have so much time on their hands.
Hey.
Hey.
Tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them.
Get out of here. That is ridiculous. Come on. There's got to be some sort of software that you can download that can pull up every speech and pick out words. Because if somebody really had that much time to go through every speech to find words to make a song.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
Good quite. Morning.
Morning.
How
morning.
Are you?
Doing well.
744.
High today of 40-something degrees.
It's snowing, guys. Guys, look outside. Look outside.
Oh, Steve-O, yeah. You totally called it.
We walked back from Solomon's Porch, and Steve-O said, it's going to snow. I can smell it.
Yeah. I could.
Dex
it
and
smelled
I were both,
like snow.
We were pretty confused by that, but, yeah. I mean, he was right.
Ha!
You got to know.
Look at that, guys.
It,
what does snow smell like?
It's like crisp. I don't know how to...
Crisp? Like cookie
it's,
crisp?
You guys really couldn't smell it?
Like no. Apple crisp?
You have a crazy
I grew up
nose.
Here, so maybe that's
like,
it.
Does it
I
do smell like
a,
rain?
I have a crazy...
Is it kind of like rain?
No. It just felt, I don't know, maybe it's the snowboarder in me. I just knew. I said, it's going to snow. Because it said it's not supposed to snow until
that?
Tonight, but...
It will.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm playing. Steve-O has one of the most sensitive noses of any person I've ever met.
Yeah, my superpower.
Wife is just like
Steve-O.
It is his super. It's, he's got like a super sense of smell. So it makes perfect sense that he could smell the snow coming.
Gosh, that makes me so happy.
What happens to me is I feel it in my knee replacement.
Oh, yeah.
My Wi-Fi hotspot actually gets a lot stronger.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool for me.
I've Dude. Actually heard of people that can smell electricity.
I can.
Like, they can smell that.
I can also turn my body into pure electricity and fly through the internet like Freakazoid.
Anything happening on the roads?
We had that accident earlier at Unser and I-40 West, but somebody on the live line said that accident had been cleared. So I'm not sure. No other accidents showing up on our map right now, but maybe if you see something and you can, send us a text and let us know. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wrong. I didn't...
Gosh, that was awesome.
Terrified me.
Oh, my bad. Forgot to pause that one. Welcome back, everybody. Before the break, we were talking about this story that popped up in the news. Where did this happen at? Where did this?
Texas City, Texas.
This young girl, 18 years old. She
senior.
She was getting bullied because of her weight. And she was at home. She sent a text message to her sister.
Yep.
And pretty much said goodbye. So the sister called the family. They all rushed to the house. And she was in her bedroom. And they were... She was holding a gun to her chest, and they were trying to get her to put the gun down, and she shot herself.
Yeah. She was rushed to the hospital. They had called 911. She was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. All of her organs are going to be harvested, including her eyes. She had beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah.
Her sister was saying that she wants to meet the person who gets those, you know? It's so tragic. So here's the crazy thing. That happens. And I was reading another story this morning, just a gosh, tragically awful news morning. But in Utah, Bountiful, Utah, Bountiful City Police Chief Tom Ross provided details into something that happened at Mueller Park Junior High. Get this. A 15-year-old suspect walks into his school, points a gun in the air, and fires off a round. He had a 12-gauge shotgun and a 9mm handgun with him that he concealed underneath a long coat as he walked to school yesterday morning, I guess. So this happened right as school was set to begin. The parents had been concerned about him, and they were home and realized, oh my gosh, two weapons were missing. Raced to the school. And were actually on campus when the shot was fired. Wow. As they were frantically looking for their son. So the police are saying he walks into a science class, doesn't say a word, fires one round into the ceiling, didn't point a gun at anyone. He then placed the gun to his neck because he was going to commit suicide.
Oh my gosh.
In front of his class.
Wow.
Guys, a 15-year-old. So a teacher and a student talked to him, just trying to calm him down, talked to him long enough to distract him, that gave his mom enough time to intervene. And they jumped in and disarmed him.
Wow.
So let's rewind really quick and go back to when the parents discovered that the guns were missing and they immediately knew that their son had taken them to school.
Yep.
This goes back to what I was just saying. These parents obviously knew that their kid was getting bullied because they wouldn't have thought that he stole the guns
right.
and taken them to school if they knew. It's just that, guys, we have to be there for our kids.
Man, he had ammunition on him. Yeah, he had a 12-gauge.
And lock up your guns.
Well, here's the crazy thing. The guns were stored in a safe inside the home. So they were locked up.
Did he know how to get in?
Obviously.
So
you don't give your kids the...
I don't think they did. Dude, are you kidding me? My kids, and here's... I love my children. I'm constantly going, and Teo, because we all lived together for a while, can attest to this. My lovely, now 13-year-old Jack. He doesn't mean to. He's a kid. But he'll just stare at you, like, texting, yeah. something on the phone. That kid knew everybody's password to their phones.
When I lived with Steve-O, I changed my phone password about 6 times.
That's yeah. not a joke.
I lived with Steve-O yeah. for, what, like 8 months?
Yeah. That's not a joke. So I don't believe that the parents were like, hey, kid, here's the combination to the safe. But our kids are always watching us.
It's either that or, you know, as a parent, you'll write down the password or the combination
maybe, and
you'll put it somewhere.
It. That's very true as well.
The kid will just randomly
it could
find
be.
It.
Yeah, it could. That could
maybe
be it
they
as
put
well.
It in their phone.
So you can't like, we can't blame the parents and say, parents! But, because they had a safe. Yeah. They were trying. Yeah, dude. The school was saying that they hold regular drills in scenarios like these with agencies across, you know, the years. So the drills obviously paid off because a teacher and a student just immediately responded and yeah. were like, hey, bro, try to talk him through different things. And thank God the parents, man, just
they had the foresight to go, let's
yeah.
get to the
yeah.
school.
Just immediately, I wasn't like, man, I'm going to be late to work. I'm just going to, I'll text. You know what? I'll call the school just mm-hmm. to make
well,
sure.
And you know what? You know what? To me, the fact that that's the first place, but that was their first thought. Oh my gosh, let's go to the school now. Something, they were clued into it.
Yeah.
They realized, and that speaks, I think, to a degree, that speaks well of the parents.
Yep.
They knew their kid well enough to know that something was off and that he was the one that more than likely had the guns.
Yeah.
They went there first. Now, on the same side or the other side of that, there's an issue there. Because if they knew something was off,
yeah.
you know, I mean, we can all say there should have been more precautions taken. But it's just good that they knew that. They were that clued into their kid's life that they did that. Mm. And that could suggest some kind of psychological thing with me. You know, like, to me, that seems like something was off about the kid.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine, here's the crazy thing. The parents raced to the school, were on campus, heard the gunshot, and just booked it towards the sound of the shot.
Yeah.
The singular shot they heard. Man. So, yeah, he had two firearms, a shotgun and a pistol. It was the shotgun he used to fire into the ceiling of his chemistry classroom. And apparently, this is coming from students, so who knows? Take it with a grain of salt. Students allege, in the news article, the boy was upset about a bad grade on a science test. And he had even texted... Here's where I'm going to throw something.
Uh-oh.
He had even texted friends telling them, don't come to school today. Kids! We got to start taking things seriously, man.
Yeah.
Thank God the parents like quickly responded and were on the scene. But man, imagine being one of the friends and it was like, huh, got a text. He says not to come to school today. And then people died. Could you be liable? Like, could you be held? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you could.
Accessory.
You gotta say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had texted friends, told him not to come to school. Came into the classroom, shot the ceiling, threatened to shoot everyone else. I guess, yeah.
So here's the deal. We talk about how bad all this stuff is, and a lot of times it's easier to focus on that. As a person, as a human, it's easier to focus on the negative. Don't get rid of that.
I'm not.
Okay. So let's switch gears and let's focus on solutions. Kids, for real. You need to speak up. If you know something's going down, if your friend texts you something that's off, you need to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's this weird thing, like Steve was saying, especially here in Albuquerque. And guys, here's the deal, Albuquerque people. It's not like this everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that. There's a huge, like, snitch thing out here.
Yeah. It's weird, right?
And I'm here to tell you, it's regional.
Yeah.
It is here. It's not like this in a lot of places.
Yeah, it wasn't like that up in Montana.
It wasn't like that in the South, oddly enough. I know we're the most backwards part of the country, but, you know, like, this whole, like, I'll die before I'm a rat.
Y'all weren't raised with snitches get stitches?
No. It was
not
like
really.
I'm being comical and yet not. Like,
yeah, I
literally grew up hearing that.
Yeah. That's the scary thing.
I heard
thing.
It from movies.
There's a higher priority here on not being a rat than keeping people safe.
Yeah.
That could explain a lot of the violence here. And I'm not trying to I know everybody thinks I bash Albuquerque. I just think things need to be pointed out. It's not like this everywhere.
Albuquerque is a beautiful city.
It is. It's wonderful. It's super unique.
This place is super unique and beautiful.
It's bad
awesome.
Here. It's bad.
But
it's
maybe
beautiful, but bad.
If we could look at certain things and say, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
And so what I'm telling you, if you're a kid and you're listening right now, if something, like if you catch wind of something that is not safe, if you catch wind of another kid being bullied, set all this don't be a rat stuff aside.
Yeah.
You need to make safety for other people the priority.
Yep.
We can help each other, you know, keep each other safe. Mm-hmm. We can all take part. We can do little things to make our society better. I believe that. I really believe that. But we have to let go of things. We have to let go of stigmas. And there's a hard thing that I'm still learning as a grown-up, as an adult, is that stigmas are not rules. Stigmas are not the way it is. A stigma can be completely defeated if people would just change their minds and not live by it.
Mm.
And that's all that is a stigma. It's not the way it is, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you're a kid out there and you're listening, I really encourage you to say something. Step up.
Yeah.
You have to. 585 Live, you can text us. I know we have an email to get to when we come back. Somebody needs some advice, so we'll do that. Also, someone on the live line was wanted to know what we thought about when we hear the red-headed stepchild, people with red, you know how they get teased a lot?
redheaded people because someone said there's the, was it South Park that said the redheads don't have souls?
Yeah.
So we actually got called out years ago, Buck and I did, because we were making fun of that. And a mom who just had a baby with red hair was hearing us talk about redheads not having souls, and she fired back at us big time.
Whoa.
I'll explain more about that when we come back, but I definitely want to bring that up because I think a lot of times stuff that we see on shows, cartoons, we think it's funny, and then we end up saying those things, trying to be funny, but it actually hurts, you know? So we'll talk more about that. We'll get to the email. Be right back. Come wind. Uptight.
Hey.
Good morning. It is the Morning Invasion, Friday, 8:09.
Let's see. High today, upper 40s. Let's take a look at traffic. We were getting texts about this on the live line. An accident, I-25 north around Isleta. Or at New Mexico, 47 Broadway exit there. And there is an accident. So we've got a bit of congestion on 25 southbound. And I'll tell you guys right now, it's snowing.
It is snowing!
So if you're not prepared for that, maybe give yourself a little bit extra time to drive so you're not flying around and then sliding everywhere and causing an accident. That's your look at traffic.
Well, at least it's just flurries, you know?
Traffic!
It's nothing too crazy.
But I mean, it rains out here and people lose their mind.
Yeah. People don't know how to drive. Take your time.
Take your time,
baby.
Don't
rush. Man, it's been a pretty heavy show this morning. So I would like to talk about a beaver.
Okay.
A beaver wandered into a dollar store in Charlotte Hall, Maryland on Wednesday. And naturally, he headed straight for the Christmas trees. But when he found the artificial Christmas trees, that's when he got his revenge by trashing the aisle. Animal control got there before he could do too much damage and took him to a wildlife rehab facility. Mm-hmm. The pictures of this beaver in the store are amazing. Look at how big that thing
is.
Oh,
man, that thing is ginormous!
It's huge.
It is. He's just big as a grizzly bear.
He's going for the artificial trees right there. There he is. Oh, I'm just going to start tearing all
attack?
This stuff down. Yeah, beavers attack.
Do they really?
No, I'm dead serious. They do. They're really mean.
Well, you sounded like, I don't know, sarcastic. So I was like, well, I don't know.
I was attacked by a beaver once.
What?
Okay, it wasn't a beaver.
It was a house cat. A common house cat.
It was a common house cat.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm fine. I found some facts about beavers. These are crazy. Beavers secrete a goo that smells like vanilla.
What?
Yeah. In fact, it's sometimes used in vanilla flavorings.
Don't tell me this. If there's a beaver trying to get me and it secretes a goo smelling like vanilla, it's going to get me.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm going to hug it.
Yeah.
You smell like vanilla!
It comes from the beaver's castor sacs, which are located under the tail. A musky vanilla.
That's a great ice cream flavor. Oh. Musky vanilla.
And it's FDA approved.
You know what? There's only one other person I know who smells like musky vanilla, and that's my father-in-law. So I'm just going to hug. I'm going to hug it.
Okay.
If it tries to attack me.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, my father-in-law loves the smell of vanilla for some reason. He's like the manliest dude I know. Big old, like, cowboy mustache. Raw. I'm going to go build a stable. Okay, yep. Cool. Great, man. With my tractor, for real. Retired cattle rancher. Raw.
I love vanilla.
And he smells like vanilla. So he smells like cookies and Tom Selleck.
Is that what Tom Selleck smells like?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
You know, he probably does.
Just a lovely man.
Beavers are romantics at heart. Dams are usually started by a young male looking for love or by a mated for life new couple. A whole beaver family will live in a single dam.
mom, dad, young kids, and yearlings.
Did you say yearlings?
Yearlings, yes. That's yearlings. What they call them, yearlings. Beaver's front teeth are orange.
Orange?
Mm-hmm. And it's not because they have terrible dental hygiene. To gnaw through tree trunks, they need extra strong teeth. Fortunately, their tooth enamel contains iron, which makes them incredibly strong, sharp, and orange.
Orange. Can you say orange again?
Orange.
Orange.
And orange.
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 Orange. Don't say orange.
Orange.
Say orange.
Okay, Mississippi. Say, you can't tell me how to say
excuse
something.
Me, Montana. Can you say ruin for me, please?
Ruin.
Like the... The orange orangutan ruined dinner.
The orange orangutan ruined the dinner.
It what? Dinner?
It ruined the dinner.
It ruined it?
Get out of here. They have
There's a beaver over there.
There's a beaver over there. They have multi-purpose tails. A beaver's oversized leathery tail, which can grow up to 15 inches long and 6 inches wide,
no way.
Has uses both on land and in the water. While swimming, the beaver uses his tail as a rudder or as a siren by slapping it against the water to warn other beavers of a predator.
Pow, pow, pow.
Another thing is, beavers, they don't stop growing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're... Why are you laughing?
The live line is being crazy right now.
Steve-O, get off the live line.
The live line is being crazy.
Okay, all right. All right. Uh-huh. Beavers, they don't stop growing. They could actually grow to be... huge.
I just had to tell a particular member of the Starmy to calm down. Because they're going nuts.
Yeah.
They were mad about...
They're very immature.
They were mad about bullying how people don't fight back. And then they were mad about the whole ginger joke thing.
Yeah.
And now they're mad about beavers.
One Starmy member almost wrecked their car because they thought you said Bieber was in a dollar store and lost their minds. Just needed to know. Huge believer.
Now, beaver. Beaver.
Hey, fun fact, if you see, quote, natural flavors on an ingredients list, and this is from Starmy, it's usually castor oil, a.k.a. beaver secretions.
There you go. Like I said, FDA approved. Musky vanilla. Stop
okay,
it.
So,
stop it.
So
stop
this,
it.
This animal shows up in a dollar store?
A dollar store. So it's trash in the Christmas aisle.
What did it buy? Did it have cash or did it use a card? Maybe Apple Pay.
Maybe.
Man. Yeah. I can't, guys. I just...
Look, here it is going after the Christmas trees.
Can't anymore. Yep.
Get out of there.
There it
you
is.
Rascally beaver.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So if you ever... come up on a beaver, mm-hmm. you need to just run away. You hightail it out of there.
They're mean animals.
They are.
Did it attack anybody in the store?
Closely related
to
badgers.
No, it didn't attack anybody.
Then why would you say that? Because there's so many photos on Instagram of this beaver in the dollar store, and it didn't attack any. That looks adorable.
Yeah, because it happened when the store was closed.
Yeah, but those are actual photos that someone took.
Well, yeah.
Right. It didn't attack them. That's a picture of them petting the beaver.
Hold on. Let me go back up to the story. Here, put your headphones down.
Can you mute his mic?
Open up the door so he'll just wheel his way.
Maybe you could just get on out.
Just leave.
Go take a time out, bro.
Let's see. $100 store. Strip of trees.
Chrissy.
Maybe it was during...
Chrissy, text your husband and control him.
I guess it probably was during store hours.
Yeah! Gosh! You are the worst newscaster ever!
Really?
You've got
Why?
To pre-read.
Why?
Because you blow the facts all the time.
I didn't... What do you mean? What? How did I blow the facts?
Because you are lying. You assume and make stuff up.
How did
up.
I lie? I didn't
People
lie.
People depend upon you.
I didn't lie.
When did this happen?
Okay, a beaver wandered into a dollar store in Charlotte. That could have been in the middle of the night.
Beautiful. Continue.
But the lights were all on and customers were taking pictures.
Okay, there was not
Maybe
customers
it was on Black
taking
Friday.
Pictures. It was video surveillance that caught the beaver in action. Okay. They're very mean. Steve, you're so immature. You're
Dex
the most immature
Dex
person
is trying
ever.
To warn people.
I know, but it was during store hours. Like, you got everything
Who
wrong.
Who cares?
God.
It doesn't matter if it's during store. Why does it matter if it's during store hours or if it was in the middle of the night?
The point of the story was that beavers are dangerous and you have to stay away from them, but it actually was really nice and walked into a dollar store and started picking out a Christmas tree. And people were taking pictures of it and petting it.
No, they were not.
Oh, really? That's weird, because that photo, there was like a human hand.
No, there was not. That is not true at all, Steve-o.
I wish you guys would just hug it out. You guys are so antagonistic.
Well, you know, he's making me out to be a...
Tell him.
A bad reporter, and I'm not.
That's right. You're not a bad... You're like April O'Neil up in this
piece. Thank you.
You look just like her.
Where do you see somebody petting the beaver?
Go down. Scroll down. Right there!
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he's right.
I think that's a mouse.
What? But this comes from the St. Mary Sheriff Department. That could be a sheriff.
Yeah.
They're still, like, holding it.
Right. The animal control?
The animal is not attacking it. There's a human
hanging out with it. No, the dead
person.
You can't see the dead person because they didn't put those pictures on the internet.
Do beavers attack?
I think it's when beavers attack is the proper thing.
Let's see. Generally not aggressive, beavers for the most part are not aggressive animals. They don't usually go out of their way to attack people. In spite of that, they are capable of biting, and their bites can be extremely painful.
Well, yeah, obviously. Hey, everything's capable.
What's his name on YouTube? Coyote Jones or whatever?
Oh, I bet you he's done it.
Yeah, I bet he's been attacked by one.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Coyote.
No, this one. We're really watching a YouTube video.
Coyote
Whoa.
Sandwiches?
They're
name?
Huge, guys.
They
These
are
beavers
huge.
Can get the size of grizzly bears.
They remind me of the rodents of unusual size from Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Yep. So there you go. Stay away from beavers. All right. So amateur.
Whatever. Blame the storm.
Yeah.
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah, I read the same text messages that you did, and I'm fine. I know how to control myself because I'm not immature like you.
I have a sense of humor.
No, you don't.
My bad.
Teo's fine. He's not cracking up.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want both of you to write me a formal apology.
Oh, brilliant.
No, you know what, Dex? Not you.
Thank you.
Steve-O, I want you to write me two formal apologies.
Yeah, somebody already got a virus on their phone thanks to Steve-O.
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep. Good job.
Thanks, Steve-O.
Good job. We need to move on, but I don't know where to go from here. I don't know if we should go back to what we were talking about.
No,
we should move on
right now.
I get it. Gosh. I know. I know. A whole plan was to talk about the girl, the redheaded girl that texted us.
Well, here's the problem, guys. This is why you can't ever talk about beavers, because when you do, the creative flow always hit the dam. Why did you start laughing?
Because you were about to laugh, and I just saw that you were going to laugh, so I laughed.
I wasn't going to laugh. I was going to hold, and then you laughed,
No. And
you ruined my joke.
I'm fine.
I can't.
I'm not laughing.
That joke could have only landed if I would have not laughed. Like, if I would have said, this is why you don't talk about beavers, because the creative flow always hits a dam.
Yeah.
Then everybody would have been like, oh!
No, the fact that you, like, snickered halfway through made it funnier.
Don't bring Snickers into this. I'm not hungry.
That's what we're naming the beaver.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Snickers the beaver.
Yep.
Snickers the beaver.
Yep.
We need to get one for the Morning Invasion to be our mascot.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We'll get t-shirts
bite you,
made.
Steve-O.
We'll get t-shirts made. Speaking of t-shirts, next week, Star Week, am I right?
Thank
Boom,
you.
Go!
Yeah, thank you.
Hurry, run!
Star Week on Monday.
Support,
you guys.
Support this nonsense.
We got three t-shirts, a mock-up of three t-shirts.
We loved all of them.
Yeah, and the designs are great. And when you give a gift of $95 to support this station and to feed a child in Uganda for 1 month, you're going to get a brand new Star 88 t-shirt.
You will be feeding a child in Uganda, an actual person in Uganda for 1 month.
When Dex said it, it sounded like he said, and defeat a child in Uganda. You will be feeding a child in Uganda for 1 month.
Yes. Yes, what Teo said. We also are asking for gifts of $55, a one-time gift of $55. And that is going to feed one child in Uganda for 1 month and support us. That's why we're doing this.
Christmas!
We're doing Star Week because our station is nonprofit. We don't play commercials. We don't make any money off of advertising. And it's a lot of money to run this station. Hundreds of thousands of dollars every year to run this station.
Billions.
And we wouldn't be able to do it without supporters. So we decided to make Star Week better by attaching a great organization so we can help those who are in need.
And we've actually got friends that work with this organization, and it's legit.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really stoked. Two of the guys that were in Bleach, one Jared that's playing drums for Paper Route right now on their tour.
No way.
He works with Feed the Hungry. Our boy Jeff Gilbert, who used to work with Cutlass.
He did a lot of work with Food for the Hungry.
Yeah, he's with them.
Yeah, and they're not only feeding children. No, they're actually going into these villages, and they're teaching these people how to farm, how to grow their own crops, so that they can grow their family, so they can be sustainable. You know.
What is happening? We are talking
stop
about
laughing
stuff.
I looked at Steve-O and he's still laughing.
That's because you obviously have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
And so you're like,
go
into the villages to be sustainable.
You know what this is
so they can grow.
This is turning into that one
families.
Time. Who were we talking about that one
and
time? And you tried to tell a story.
For the vegetables. I'm like, what is he saying? Literally none of that made sense. They go into villages and they teach the adults how to farm.
I
so
said
that when
Steve-O.
They leave,
I said
they
that.
Can in turn continue to cultivate new growth in
excuse me.
Their crops so that it's...
Excuse me.
Not just a 1 month feeding them thing, but so that it's it's something that's sustainable so they can grow their family.
Excuse me, I'm paying rent right now and I need both of you to shut up.
Oh my gosh.
I just paid my rent. It was that easy.
I couldn't think of the word that I needed, and so I just fired something
you
out.
Just started making stuff
I did.
Up.
I just started just rambling.
Guys, they go into the villages.
And they grow the families.
They grow the families.
And then they leave them so they can be sustainable.
It's for the cultivation of the humidifiers.
Stop.
Oh, man. Jump on board and support the
season. I'm confused about something.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Beaver Story.
Thank you, Beaver.
Thank you.
What are you confused about, Teo?
Are we working with Feed the Hungry or Food for the Hungry? Because they're two different organizations.
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Serious?
I don't even know what I'm talking about. This says Feed the Hungry right here.
Right. And
Feed
our friends
hungry.
Work with Food for the Hungry. Can we delete the last 10 minutes?
I only have a 40-second delay.
Somebody on the live line just chimed in. Oh, man.
No, we can't read anything that the Starman is saying right now.
Oh, you are so mature.
Are they going to grow their family in a garden?
Yeah.
You used the wrong version of there, so shut up. Let's see.
Gosh.
Okay. The jokes need to stop. No more jokes.
This person said they used to have a dog named Snickers.
No way. That's cool. My son,
somebody got hangry and they lost their dog.
Oh, gosh.
Well.
Yeah.
It happens. I'm going to go to break.
I love naming pets after food. It's good.
It's a weird sentence. <Let's continue. laughs>
I'm just saying. You got a dog named Snickers? Brody just recently named his fake animal Pecans. And I thought that was the coolest name.
Good.
He's four.
Okay.
Oh, I asked you to not do this. You're doing it.
Do we have an email to read?
Yes.
Okay. Because I kind of glanced at it, and I don't know if they're messing with us or not.
Oh, we got it.
Okay. You don't want to miss what's going to happen next. This email.
Listen, you guys. Wait, do you like it because it's called a cassette deck?
Yeah.
So it's like cassette decks?
You're on to me.
Go to break.
You're on to me. Okay.
Star 88. It's all about touching people, transforming lives. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Steven. I am in the Army, work all the time, all kinds of crazy stuff, and I'm up pretty early. And it's nice to get to hear something other than other talk radio stations that really don't provide a good, clean, fun laugh. But also, of course, being in the Army, it's a very secular place. And I've caught other people listening to you guys simply because it's a better option. And so don't despair. Be encouraged. Remember that God uses even you and even me in whatever circumstance that we live. And the station that you guys have put together with the radio station in the morning, it's just very good option for us here in the Army. So thank you.
Partner with us as we reach them. Star Week. When you come on board and support our mission.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods' return to competitive golf wasn't exactly what he had hoped for.
The president-elect celebrated with Carrier air conditioning employees at a plant in Indianapolis that is now staying open and retaining hundreds of employees who were expected to lose their jobs.
I just want to let all of the other companies know that we're going to do great things for business. There's no reason for them to leave anymore.
President-elect Trump says his plan for lower taxes and fewer regulations will make it less attractive for U.S.-based companies to leave under the Carrier agreement reached with company executives and Indiana state officials. Carrier will continue to operate the Indianapolis facility in exchange for performance-based tax incentives.
Starbucks is shaking up its management with CEO Howard Schultz becoming executive chairman.
More than a dozen military veterans joined a protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wearing camouflage jackets, they walked into an area that's been blocked off by police and asked the officers standing guard to lay down their arms. Police used a megaphone to order the veterans to move away because they were trespassing.
Good morning, Starmy, Dex, Stevo, and Teo. We're the Morning Invasion.
It is such a good night morning. To kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Doo, 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 Scooby-Doo,
585 Live, you guys can chime in and be a part of the show. You guys are so funny, Starmy. Just a funny, funny, funny people.
It is such a good night to
842.
It is such a good night.
The high today keeps changing. I can't even. 45.
Rhodes, how are they?
Traffic! Oh, man. Let's see, we had that accident. I-25 around Isleta. Or New Mexico 47. You guys be careful this morning.
Catch a look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up a little after 9 o'clock, some good news. We all love good news.
I love you.
I love you. This good news involves a guy in New York who did something pretty cool for a bunch of strangers. Christmas just brings out the best in us, doesn't it?
I hope so.
We got a letter, boys. Let's do it.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Bing. Steve-O, read this letter.
Which one?
It's in the email.
Oh, the email? Okay. Sorry. I thought, well, he usually has letters.
Oh, I have another letter, but
okay. This one. Here we go.
This is the one you wanted.
We have many
right?
letters.
Hi. This comes from Anonymous. The Morning Invasion and Starmy, help! I had a question for the guys at The Morning Invasion. For the Starmy, I need your help. I'm a wife in a young marriage, which is not even a year old, and I need help with my husband. Backstory. What? I'm like reading ahead. Before getting married, I expressed to my soon-to-be husband that I didn't care for body or facial hair on my man. Mm-hmm. He was so sweet.
Keep reading this. I asked you to read this letter, and I would love for you to continue.
And had his body waxed before we were married.
What?
He kept up on the shaving despite his discomfort he had from it. I told him he can now understand the discomfort and time it takes for a woman to shave. But then November came, and he announced it was No Shave November. He informed me that he would not be cutting any hairs off of his body for the whole month. I'm afraid that No Shave November has turned into the year of the lumberjack. It's now December, and he hasn't shaved yet. I'm tired of getting poked by all of his body hair. Mm-hmm. He's in need of a haircut, but he's told me it's the year of the comb over.
What?
He's balding. He's balding front and back.
Uh-huh.
And his overgrown hair is not helping his bald spots. What do I do? This can't be.
Let's continue with the rest of the letter.
Should I accept that he is older like Steve-O? Oh, mm-hmm. And keep maybe going through a midlife crisis and let him continue his hair growth? Mm. I just want my clean-cut, non-hairy man back and not a bear.
Huh.
Appreciate your thoughts on the matter.
Wow. All right, let's assume this is real. It's a strange letter.
I got to be honest, man. I didn't pre-read the whole thing. The whole, like, waxing thing and, like, actually making him keep up, like, shaving. I do know this. I know that my wife, well, she's a woman, so there's this weird conundrum of not understanding her because she's like, I love the way your beard looks. And I'm like, thank you. And then I go to kiss her. She's like, ow, no. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'll shave it. But then you look like you're like 25. That's weird.
Yeah.
Bleh. And I'm like, wait, so you want me to keep the beard? Yes. Okay, cool. Give me a kiss. No.
Wow. Maybe.
So I'm like,
huh.
Okay. See, so you know what I do? I shave.
Well, with Leslie, she doesn't like my beard.
Okay.
But she also doesn't like to kiss me when I have my beard. So...
Wait, that's easy for you then. If she doesn't like your beard, and she doesn't like to kiss you when you have a beard, that's a simple solution.
Yeah, shave it.
Yeah.
Now, with this letter, I'm thinking, if Leslie told me...
You have to shave,
that
bro.
She didn't like my body hair.
Yeah.
And she's talking the whole body. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's what it says.
She wants him to wax his whole body. And I guess some ladies just aren't attracted to that.
Okay.
I know I've read a few surveys over the years that say that most women appreciate a man with body hair.
I forgot you were subscribed to Survey Weekly.
Yeah. His issue of Cosmo just came in.
Yeah.
Hey, what's my horoscope this week?
Uh-huh. I'll tell you off the air. But your wife doesn't appreciate you having hair. So.
Right.
I think if my wife told me, man, I don't like this about you, then you should make your wife happy, right? I don't grow my beard long anymore because my wife hates it.
Reasonably so, I think, right? I say reasonably so. Well, okay.
You want to make your wife happy,
when
right?
When I had long hair, Chrissy hated it. Oh, man, she hated my long hair. She preferred me with shorter hair is what she would say.
She finds you more attractive.
There you go. And I'm like, okay, but I like my long hair. And she was like, okay. She didn't particularly enjoy it at all.
Same with my beard. My wife, she couldn't stand swallow. When I
stop.
Had...
Stop. Swallow.
Hey, don't let him talk down to you.
She couldn't stand when I had a beard.
Nope, froggy fresh.
Nope.
Swallow.
Nope. I did. I did swallow.
Here, get some water.
I do hear it. I continue to hear it. Would you drink some water quickly?
I was eating my burrito. Something stuck in my throat?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes, you had a throat bubble.
Okay. I had a throat bubble?
Throat bubble.
I couldn't hear the throat bubble.
I could hear it.
Okay. Anyways. What was I talking? Gosh darn it.
Yeah. Tell your husband to shave. Was it the husband who emailed this or the wife?
The wife did.
Yeah. Tell your husband to shave. Get him a good wax.
I will say this. They started off their marriage with, hey, I told my man I don't like body hair, and he waxed, and he's kept up shaving. And then all of a sudden, this No Shave November comes around, and he hasn't. And so she's like, hey. So they did kind of start off their relationship with, I don't like this. And he was comfortable with doing that at the time. So is it one of those situations where it's like, hey, he needs to. But then she starts talking about like how he's balding, and he's like, he didn't shave anything. And it's like, hey, I really want to. How do you approach that? Hey, honey, you would look so attractive if you clipped your hair off. I think that would be attractive. Is that the way to do
it? You got to be honest.
Well, no, because she was quite honest in her email, and it sounds mean. Like, you can't go back to the husband and be like, hey, comb over. That looks terrible and patchy. You really should do something about that, because that's demeaning and sad.
It's weird that he doesn't want to do something about it.
You couldn't say, hey, comb over. Come over here, and we'll take care of all that.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Man, this is so weird. I don't want to say this is a dumb email.
No, it's not weird, guys.
This is weird.
It's not weird.
What? What
did
do we
you
know?
Get that?
But what do we know?
So
I answered.
So this is real?
Yeah, dude. I thought you realized that.
I did not until literally just now.
Who?
Oh, no.
That's why I asked you to read it.
No!
Yes. What?
Who is it?
We can't say on
can't
there.
Say, but I just got a text.
But this
because
is from
this
a real
is actually
person.
Helping because this is from a real human being.
Guys.
And now I'm like way thrown off because I was like, we can help this person because they're random and it's totally weird to me, but they're
Steve
strangers.
Knows this person.
And now it's not a stranger and it's a real person, I feel like I have different advice. You gotta get out, man.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Jeez. Like, the wife needs to get out?
Yeah, because the wife wrote this.
Oh, gosh.
So now you're looking at the email in a whole new light.
I am.
Whole
and I'm weirded. It's weird. It's weird.
Is it Bill Peterson?
No. Oh,
no,
my gosh.
No.
Good Bill morning. Has a beautiful head of hair.
He does.
Gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to talk about this body hair thing.
Oh, gosh.
I wish we weren't talking about body
hair. Listen,
how
you keep it clean and we're going to hang up on
how
you.
How did we get here, Dex?
Weird.
You're the
really?
Captain of this ship.
I didn't
shoot. Taylor,
well,
can
okay.
you get my violin
I mean, I just
so we can
think
play
that
off as the Titanic
facial hair
sings?
And head hair are a little different than body hair. It's like common standard that men have body hair, and if he kind of doesn't want to shave it or wax it off anymore, there could be a little compromise. But maybe he cuts his hair off with the whole balding comb-over situation, but she'll let him grow the body hair back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Compromise.
Yeah, there could be a little compromise situation.
All right. I like that.
But yeah,
thank you for calling. Thank
it.
You. That
thank
comes
you.
From a lady. Wow, the live line seriously blew up. Somebody said this person is crazy. Men are supposed to have hair. I love my hairy man.
Yeah.
A shaven man would be like a woman.
Keeps us warm.
Whoa. What if you just look young and, you know, like powder... like
power
and you just don't have a ton of body hair. I have body hair. Look.
Yeah.
Look, I've got like
you got like four,
one,
five,
two,
good grief.
Five three. Little hairs.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's great, man.
Well.
My chest hairs. This one went to market.
Listen.
Was that funny?
Wife who emailed us.
Yeah.
You need to be clear what you want and you need to be polite about it. Do it in a loving way. Don't make fun of his comb over because you know what? I can be sensitive when it comes to my hair. When it comes to my bald.
But you know when you shave it. Like, here's the thing. I will say, when I see dudes on the street and they're rocking the comb over, I'm like, I'll never be
that. But maybe they don't realize how bad it is.
If God curses me to lose my hair someday, which will never happen. I have beautiful hair. If that were to happen, I'm just going to shave it, man. I will never be the, like... because you're lying to yourself. It's not there.
Yeah, but what if they actually like it, though? What if they like the comb
over?
Obviously, they like
looking
it.
Like the clown.
Dex.
Obviously, they like
Dex,
like it because they have it.
Look
Why would they have it if they didn't like it?
Look at me. No one likes the company.
No one!
Then why do they do it?
Even the people that have it.
How do you know? You can't say that.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot.
We have talked to many men who have said that.
No, you can't. There's no way anybody would sport the comb over if they didn't think it looked good on them.
Do overweight people like the fact that they're overweight?
That is not the same thing at all. It's not the same thing.
They don't like it, but they sport it.
That's not the same
thing. Hey, man, the live line is blowing up. The phone lines are blowing up. Do you want me to answer this? You want me to read some live lines?
Just go ahead and answer it.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'd like to talk about this hair situation.
Please.
It's getting kind of hairy.
Wait, is this pool boy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. Yeah. You better not.
We'll dump you so fast, buddy.
What are you talking about?
Easy, Turbo.
You sound like
I read the live line.
You sound like you got a cold.
Easy.
No, I'm just talking quiet. I'm in a backyard, and I don't want to sound like a weirdo.
Oh,
good. We should air this.
I'm glad you called us and nobody can hear it.
Yeah. I got to say this quietly. I'm like, great. Wait.
I don't want anybody to hear this.
Ready the dump button.
He said to the radio station.
This is top secret. This is top secret.
All right. Go for it.
No. I'm losing my hair like this. Okay.
Yeah, we're like brothers.
When I have my hair and it grows out just a little bit and I'm patchy, like on the top, and then my crown is like bald. She hates it. She's like, dude, shave your head. Because she's like, you're not going out like that. You better put a hat or a beanie on. And she will not let me go out with my head patchy like that. But
okay,
she loves my beard.
Exactly. So if your wife tells you to do something, did she do it in a mean way ever?
No, but when I look at myself, I'm like, yeah, you're right, babe.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Okay. Like, you're right. My head's patchy. I'm not going to go out like that.
Exactly. I'm the same way.
Like
I'm exactly
I'm
like you.
Like that.
That's why I shave my head, is because when I start to grow it out, it looks ridiculous.
It does.
But
okay, and then the thing is, I'm getting these really thin hairs on my shoulders, on my back.
Yeah, I have those too.
I freaking hate that.
I think we're brothers.
But she won't. The thing is, she won't shave it for me.
What? My wife does.
Oh, man. I'm so mad at this.
Why? Because she's grossed out?
She's just like, why? It's not a lot.
Well, if it doesn't bother her, then why do you shave it?
It bothers me.
But you can't even see it.
Yeah, but
In the summertime, I'd like to wear a muscle shirt and not have a little bush coming out of the side of my back shoulder, my shoulder blade.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
But hey, no. Hold on.
Yeah. See you later.
There it was.
Hang up. Goodbye.
I love you. Bye, buddy.
Jeez. Okay. 585 Live. You can text in. We actually want you just to text in now. You're not allowed to call during this topic anymore.
Then that way we can choose who we're going to read.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Okay. So many people chime in on the live line. Somebody said, I'm like your wives. I like and don't like my husband's beard, but my husband shaves it when it's out of control and when he sees that it bothers me. But I don't tell him or make him shave it because it's his body. And daily shaving can become time consuming. That's the great thing about marriage. You can both be clean cut or you can both be hairy mammoths. Okay. Somebody said the wife should stop shaving her legs and see if he likes it. Oh, gosh.
You guys.
Wow. Somebody said if the wife feels that strong about body hair, she should pay for him to get laser hair removed. That's so dumb. No.
And it hurts.
Somebody else said, obviously, that guy picked the wrong wife. That is not okay. We actually know this human.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. Anything else we need to add?
Literally, I feel like we need to explore this topic in the next hour.
We need to at all.
I feel like we're good.
I feel like, wife, you need to just be very loving and polite on how you approach your husband.
Dude, shave your head,
with your
bro.
Needs.
You look like Bozo the Clown. Shave it.
You don't.
The comb over's not fooling anyone. We all know you don't have hair there.
Yeah.
Shave it.
All right. There you go. Wives, you got to encourage, love, respect your husband.
Husband's got to love and encourage and respect his wife.
You know what? I'm not talking about that tale. But you need to do it in a loving way when you approach your husband. Okay, Leslie?
All right, we'll be right back.
Citizens and saints, come and stand amazed. Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Wait, that's us.
Good morning.
Hey,
903.
High today at 45 degrees.
Traffic. We should be amazed that we still have a job. Because we're stupid. And we know.
Quite true.
No accidents to report right now. Let you look at traffic.
Thank you.
Traffic.
Man, we just got this crazy email about a wife who wants her husband to shave.
She doesn't like it.
I'm glad that Fran is here.
Yes.
Because Fran...
These are the things they discuss at She Ministries.
Exactly. Do you guys... Right? Is that what you guys discuss?
Mm-hmm.
Is
it? Hey, you can walk right over there and you can punch him in the face. That could be your She Ministry for today.
Oh, man.
Oh, Fran, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
You were listening a little bit about the topic. Do you have any advice for this wife?
I think
brand new. They just got married this last year.
Man.
I've been married a very long time.
At least 17 years.
at least. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That's a hard thing because you marry the man because you love him the way he is. And then you try to change him. And then when you change him, you don't like who he's become. So I just think that you need to have a compromise.
I like that. That's good.
And just, you know, he is who he is, and you've got to love who he is. And, you know, I think it's a give and take.
Right, because as a husband, too, if my wife wanted me to be a certain way, I would want to change that for her.
Right.
Probably in a physical appearance. If I was growing my hair long and I was going bald and I was combing it over, and she said, it's not very attractive, I would shave it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want it. I want my wife to be attracted to me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I think you should take care of yourself for each other and for yourselves.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm losing weight. You know, I'm going to the gym because I want my wife to actually be attracted to me.
She's attracted to you.
I want to look like Ben Affleck again.
What?
You do.
Wait, which you still
look like Ben.
You still do. From like Dazed and Confused, you know, when he was like first starting off. Yeah, it's just kind of like...
He was fat back then.
Here's the thing. If you took care of yourself before you got married and you attracted her, right? Then after you get married, you should continue.
But Fran, I lied on my application. I wasn't very honest up front about, you know, the things that I was into. Like, I love
Twinkies.
To hike, and I love to work out, and I love, you know, to swim, like, mile. I love to swim.
Very outdoorsy.
And the truth is, I can barely swim. I don't like to work out.
Outdoorsy consists of food trucks.
Yeah. The last time I took a hike was when I ran out of gas. So,
Well, okay, I have a husband who hates to go to the gym. I love to go to the gym. And I didn't know that he hated to go to the gym. But he still goes with me because he knows that it means a lot to me. And it's something we do together that is fun for me, maybe not for him. But I do things that I don't necessarily love. But I do it because I know that he loves it and we can be together. And, you know, so you got to do that in marriage.
I love that. Good stuff. All right, Fran. She Ministries. What is that all about? What is She Ministries?
We can only do the segment in French.
Okay.
We can only speak French.
Nope. Joyeux Noël.
Joyeux Noël. Joyeux
Bonjour. Noël.
Bonjour.
Oui, oui.
That's about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, we have all kinds of stuff going on, but one special thing that we have going on next week on Tuesday, December 6th, is our Christmas gala. It's Joyeux Noël, and I heard you talking the other day, Dex, about giving your wife a present for Christmas. You wanted to take her to Paris. And I was thinking, you know, you should just bring Paris to her.
Ooh. Boom!
And you can do that Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah.
Because,
is this true?
Yes, it is. We have a Parisian theme. And it's
I drop her off or do I actually go with her?
No, you don't have to go.
No. That's the best part.
The
thing. You can watch the kids. You can say, honey, I know you want an evening out with your girlfriends. You know, get a couple of friends, get some tickets, come and enjoy. It's going to be so much fun. We have a Parisian marketplace. So the foyer is going to be kind of like you're walking down a street in Paris, and there's going to be caricature artists. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on, music, fun, lights, action. It's going to be lots of fun.
That sounds really cool.
Yes. And then we're going to go into the main sanctuary, and we're going to have tea and hors d'oeuvres. It's a sit-down event, so we're all going to get to have our tables, and we're going to have special music, and a really special dancer is going to come. It's going to be lots of fun.
Good. Awesome. Snails? You guys going to eat snails? That's what they do in Paris.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Is there going to be a hint of body odor lingering in the air?
Mm-hmm. Only Chanel. Like. Chanel.
Oh,
you know.
Chanel covering body odor. I got it. That's what France smells like. You know, when I went, I got to go super, super thankful. I got to go to Paris one time. It was freezing. Oh. It was like we think today's cold. It was so cold.
Right.
But it was so beautiful.
When is their winter? Is it around the same time?
It's winter there all the time.
Is it just cold all the time?
No, right? I don't know. When
it's
it
just cold in their hearts.
We were there. Well, we were over there in December, and it was cold. But yeah, it was. Woo. It was nuts.
So people can still get tickets?
You can, just through the weekend at Parchments. And we have a great guest speaker that's coming, Annie Stone. And she was actually a missionary in Paris. So that's really cool. And, you know, you're talking about Paris and you know, how it's cold over there. And I really thought that I should, you know, take a trip out there to do some research, of course,
of course.
This event.
You have to.
And that, you know, that didn't happen. But
I did all the research.
I'm sure it's going to be just like Paris, though. When you come, you're going to be amazed. It's going to be.
You're going to want that lingering
It's going to be awesome.
Over. You
don't
want that in there.
I love that.
Boom. Hey, our boy Jory is chiming in on the live line, and he said, you got to tell her how thankful I am for inviting me to be part of the market to showcase my photography. He's a dope photographer.
He is.
He's great. I love Jory.
Yeah, we're going to have an art exhibition. So he's got some really beautiful art, like you were saying, and we have some other, you know, artists that have their paintings displayed. We have some this lady that has specialty items from Paris. She actually brings them from Paris that she's going to be selling. So your wives can even do some shopping.
Wow.
They can come at 5:30 to 7:30 and do some shopping at the Paris marketplace. We're going to have some olives and olive oil and breads and macaroons and it's going to be awesome.
You guys actually somehow scored sit down tea in the main sanctuary.
Yes.
How did that happen? Let's talk about the strings that
Who's
had to
clean
that.
Up.
No, you know what? God just said this is what I want this year, and you know, we're excited because it allows the opportunity to bring more people, and that's really our heart, is to invite those that don't normally come to church, that you can just bring them, and you know, they can feel the love of Jesus and just have a fun time and know that us, you know, women here have fun. We, you know, it's good to be a Christian woman because we have a lot of fun here.
Fran, give all the details real quick before we let you go.
Okay, you can go to sheabq.org if you need more information. But it's next Tuesday, December 6th, and the tea is going to be served at 6:30. You can come at 5:30 to stroll the Paris Marketplace. And you can only get tickets at Parchments, and that's just through Sunday.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So right here on Calvary's campus, 4001 Osun Road Northeast, maybe you're planning on come to service this weekend, make sure you you grab your tickets. Joy Noel.
Thank
Joy
you.
Noel.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Bonjour!
Bonjour!
Way more lovely.
How do you say bye? Is that the same? Did I just say it? No. Au revoir?
Bonjour.
Bye.
How do you say bye?
Bonjour. Bonjour.
No, bonjour is hello, I thought.
Is it c'est la vie?
Fran, you better learn that.
Ciao.
C'est la vie is like, it will be or something, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll Google it.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Fran.
Peace
out. All right. We'll be back. Blindside, all of us. Star 88, good morning. Welcome to the program. Dex, Steve O'Tail. Coming up, some good news.
Feliz Navidad.
Scare you. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Rancheros are no
histeristas. Did you just say rancheros? Huh?
It's 9:16.
High today of 45 degrees. I don't think you got the words right.
Yeah, I got them. I nailed them. Thanks again to Fran for coming in.
Yeah, that was awesome.
She's a sweetheart. 585 Live, you can chime in to the conversation. You can text us, 585-5483. You can call us at 338-3700. Let's check the roads out there, make sure everything's okay.
No accidents showing up right now. Guys are doing a great job.
Great job.
Great job. Better than good.
Thank you.
Traffic!
Feliz Navidad.
Dude, Johnny loves this song.
Well, yeah.
He loves this song.
It's in the Christmas program every year.
He's like...
You get him a little shaker.
Get him a little shaker.
And it'll be good.
Just a reminder, Star Week coming up on Monday.
Man.
We need you guys to spread the word around. Share on your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Tell everybody about Star Week. Tell everybody about this station, about our morning show. If you believe in what we do, tell your friends about us.
Yeah.
We've heard some amazing stories. Even people that work here, you know, that I love, you know, just walking down the hall and running into somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, I ran into somebody I knew the other day and I was totally telling about you guys. And I love that. That's cool.
It's very nice when people do that.
That's very cool.
You should not run into them, though.
Well,
that's impolite.
I'm a big guy.
Well,
I'm a big guy and I like to run.
You'd think they'd see you coming, but.
That's true. So we're asking for one-time gifts of $55 or $95 starting on Monday. We're going to be doing it all week long. So if you can support, we would love that. Because when you do, you're going to feed children in Uganda. $55, one-time gift of $55, feeds one child in Uganda for a month and supports this station. $95 feeds one child in Uganda for a month, and you get this exclusive, limited edition Stardia t-shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. These are fresh. These are fresh t-shirts. There's a new crop of t-shirts coming in.
New crop of them.
So.
Harvest was plentiful this year.
That's right. That's right. And you get to be a part of something special. You really get to, when you are giving, man, when you get to heaven, I can't wait to get to heaven to see. I really feel like we don't even understand.
Oh, we don't.
What,
yeah, we won't.
The impact that we have every single day, just the little gestures that we do. Man, when we get to heaven, we're going to see what God did with our money, with our time. It's going to blow us away. So be a part of it, man. Be a part of the mission of the station. Help children. And grow families.
Love it. Grow those families, Dex. Grow them.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do some headlines.
No.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
No.
We got to.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Netflix announced on Wednesday, members now have the option to download movies and shows to watch offline later.
I love it.
Means you can finally watch that new season of Stranger Things or Bloodline while on a flight, maybe a long road trip. Feature comes free of cost with all Netflix memberships. Members will want to make sure they have the most recent update on their Android or iOS device to access that new download button.
Yeah, this is great. I love it.
The creator of Saved by the Bell says that Zach and Kelly would have divorced by now and married other people. He says Slater would be a high school football coach and Jesse would have just lost to Donald Trump. No word on Lisa or Screech or Mr. Belding or that guy that owned the Max.
That is fun to do. Do you guys ever do that with shows from a long time ago?
Yeah.
You ever wonder? I wonder what they're doing.
I write a little fan fiction.
Yeah.
No.
Here and there.
No.
You dabble?
No, I do. It's about Step by Step. Remember that show?
I used to watch Step by Step.
Yeah.
Day by Day. TGIF.
I've done a little, I dabbled, but you know. It's,
where's Balky? What's Balky doing?
Balky is dead.
Dude, Perfect Balky Strangers.
Died. Balky died immediately after the series finale. Yeah.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out of the building and was crushed by a piano.
Are Ross and Rachel together?
No.
Obviously.
Ross is dead.
Oh,
Rachel killed him.
You
what? She went to prison.
Oh, no way.
And then we found out she was framed by Phoebe.
No,
oh.
He got off of the plane like he was supposed to. Because you're always supposed to. Or she did, I mean. You got me all flustered. I was thinking of a different life.
Yep.
She got off the plane, man.
She got off the plane.
She didn't get off the plane.
And that moment carried them. Because we know emotions are what it's about. And in that emotional moment, it carried them for the rest of their marriage. Happily, they never fought. Oh, gosh. Pure magic.
Pure.
Pierre. Pierre.
I get so emotional, baby.
Yeah.
During his college football days, Dwayne The Rock Johnson once tried to pull a teammate's tongue out of his mouth with his bare hands because the guy was razzing him about not getting any playing time.
See, guys, that's what you do with bullies.
He says, quote, 2 minutes later, we were hugging each other. It was so stupid.
Yep.
Thank you, Dwayne The Rock
Johnson.
Why
would you ever mess with Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I don't know, but we're going to be voting for him in 4 years.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball's new collective bargaining agreement has made a change to the All-Star game. The winning league will no longer get home field advantage in the World Series. Instead, the winning players will get cashola.
What?
And that seems like an even bigger motivation to keep it competitive.
You get cash?
You get cashola, dog.
Baseball's so weird.
That's a home run, if you ask me.
Heck yeah.
Dolly Parton is helping wildfire victims in Tennessee. We have a clip.
Now, I've always believed that charity begins at home, and that's why I've asked my Dollywood companies, including the Dollywood theme park, the Dreammore Resort, my dinner theater attractions, including Dixie Stampede and Lumberjack Adventure,
okay, now you're just bragging,
plus my Dollywood Foundation, to help me establish a My People's Fund. Now, we want to provide a hand up to all those families that have lost everything in the fires. And to recover, we want to make sure that the Dollywood Foundation provides $1,000 a month to all those families that have lost their homes in the fires until they get back up on their feet. I know it's been a trying time for my people, and this assistance will help.
Oh, Dolly.
Dang, Dolly!
I wanted to do something for the peasants in my community, so I talked to my butler, who talked to the gardener,
whatever,
who
dude.
Talked to the pool man,
$1,000 a
who
month.
Talked to, it was like, dude,
$1,000 a month
no,
to all
good.
Those families. That's incredible. Yeah. Good job, Dolly Parton. Southern hospitality.
Southern hospitality.
Billy Dee Williams played Harvey Dent in the 1989 Batman movie, and
yes.
He never got to play Harvey's alter ego, Two-Face, because he got replaced by Tommy Lee Jones.
Boo!
But Billy Dee is finally getting his due.
No way!
He's voicing Two-Face in the Lego Batman movie.
That is awesome. Hello. Gonna flip this coin, ladies. Billy D.
Hold on, let me set down my Colt 45.
Okay.
What?
Where did you get that?
That was literally the worst Billy D. Williams
that into work?
Impression I've ever heard.
Hold on, ladies. Let me put down my...
You just sounded like Sleepy Dex or like
Sleazy.
Hold
on, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
You sounded like a guy version of Dolly Parton.
Listen, I'm Billy D. Williams.
Wow, Steve-O, stop.
You sounded congested.
All right, ladies, let me put down Colt 45.
Steve-O, Dawn just told me to punch you in your mouth.
Do it! What?
For bad mouth and Dolly Parton.
No, whatever. Reba's way better.
Now, I've always believed that charity begins at home.
Wait.
I don't see Reba doing anything.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, what?
I don't.
I do love Reba.
I do, too. And the Judds. I actually love Dolly as well.
Okay, Chicago has been named the most fun city in the world. They say that if the weather were better, everyone would live in Chicago. Unfortunately, the weather's not better.
Yeah.
So people stay out of the Windy City.
It's cold.
In a new survey of 20,000 people worldwide by Time Out magazine, Chicago was named the world's most fun city to live in.
Yay!
I guess they ignored all the killings and muggings.
Yeah, like,
Melbourne, Australia was second. I guess they ignored all the deadly animals and plants trying to kill you. Lisbon, Portugal is third. I guess they ignored the fact it's Portugal. And New York is fourth. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
The survey also found Tokyo and Paris are the most cultured cities, and L.A. is the healthiest?
I don't know about that.
I had to phrase it like a question? It was just a question?
Easy.
Sorry. Amazon is reviving the classic 70s kids show Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, with David Arquette as a guy who hunts sea monsters. We have a clip.
We have no clip.
I'm trying to catch off guard. A guy in Australia found a mysterious clear blob on the beach and assumed it was a female murder victim's breast implant. She took it to the cops, or he took it to the cops, and they quickly figured out it was actually a dead jellyfish.
Yay!
That's weird. Did you guys see the picture? Did you see the picture?
Why were you looking up a picture of this?
I saw the picture. It did look like a breast implant. Not that I know what a breast implant looks like.
Dex, it's time for Random Facts for Friday!
Okay, all right.
And now it's time for...
Random Facts.
Guys, it has been so good. It's going to be odd that there's a new morning
show. We're not going to make it.
The supervising animator for The Nightmare Before Christmas says the movie was shot at 24 frames per second, meaning that technically the characters had to be posed 24 different times for each second in the movie. It took a whole week to finish shooting each minute of the movie.
That's crazy.
That's a nightmare if you ask me. Dex, tell them about that jellyfish you found.
Well,
an episode of MythBusters proved that a person's tongue can instantly get stuck to a freezing pole like in A Christmas Story. So don't try it, kiddos.
We had Dilbert do it one time.
Oh, quit being mean to that guy.
It was years ago.
It was way years ago?
Which, by the way...
It was years ago.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Stormy.
Will Ferrell ate so much sugar while filming Elf, he had trouble sleeping. He said, quote, "I constantly stayed up, but anything for the movie, I'm there."
Just anything
for
the movie.
Hey, could you kids get off the shed? Just do me a favor. Thanks. Thanks. Did you know Jim Carrey was originally supposed to star in Elf?
No way.
Would have been a completely different movie. Have you ever seen Elf?
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
Why not?
Will Ferrell is hit or miss with me. Sometimes he's okay, sometimes I just didn't really care for it.
Are you being comical?
No, I didn't like it.
Well, that's all my facts.
Friendship over. I really enjoy
this. This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4
Random Facts.
I hate that thing.
Did you have 4 or 5 random facts in there? Because I promised Joe Hawk I'd put in 5, and I thought I put in 5.
That was 4, my friend.
Darn it, I'm sorry, Joe.
Wow.
I think the next batch are 5.
Joe Hawk, once again, just proving my worth. You had 5 every day I was running this thing.
Yes. You know what it's time for? 5 random facts for Friday.
And now it's time for...
5!
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 5!
The president is the highest paid federal government employee with a base salary of $400,000 a year. The postmaster general is number 2 at $245,000. Vice president comes in at 3rd, $227,300.
President-elect Trump not going to take the presidential salary.
Well, supposedly. 2 years after Rick Astley went number 1 with Never Gonna Give You Up, he completely contradicted himself by releasing a song called Giving Up on Love.
Never gonna give up on love. Never gonna make it now.
What?
That's
the best thing I've ever heard.
That was the worst. And that song only got to 38th on the Billboard chart. Man. Did you know it's a misdemeanor to sell alcohol to an alcoholic in California?
Good.
Number 4, Mazda is named after the god of a religion called Zoroastrianism. Named Ahura Mazda. The name translates to wisdom in Persian. Steve-O, what's it like driving around an idol's temple?
Did you know that about your car?
I did not, actually.
That's why they say zoom zoom about it.
No, that's not why.
Do you just want to name it Ahura Mazda after the god you now worship?
You're driving a demon.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a demon in that car.
Well, had I known that...
Y'all talk about that secular stuff all the time.
I am very disappointed in you, Steve-O.
Why?
Tell him.
I am actually blown away that you will not allow me to drive your car.
Okay, this is actually... Okay, I know we're up on a break. We're really talking about this coming up.
Fine.
This is a real thing.
Well, love
he has been asking me every day to drive my 6-speed.
Hey, we have one more fact.
There are
craters in North Dakota, Quebec, France, and the Ukraine that were all caused at the same time by fragments of the same asteroid about 215.5 million years ago.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Or if you're a young earther, a couple months back.
Wow. Back to the Mazda.
Has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts.
Okay.
I really hate that thing.
Yeah, when we come back, we got to talk about this.
Yeah, we got
to. I really want to understand why you won't allow me. I'm a 37-year-old man.
Got an anonymous email from somebody who is saying that one of their really good friends just bought a great new 6-speed car that's beautiful and doesn't have a ding or a scratch or
now
anything.
Now you worship the God of wisdom.
It's the first they've ever bought in their entire life. And some goober wants to drive it because he's like, I know how to drive a
goober,
stick.
Huh? Goober. All right.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. It's anonymous from the Starmie.
Goodbye.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Tiger Woods' return to competitive golf wasn't exactly what he had hoped for.
The president-elect celebrated with Carrier air conditioning employees at a plant in Indianapolis that is now staying open and retaining hundreds of employees who were expected to lose their jobs.
I just want to let all of the other companies know that we're going to do great things for business. There's no reason for them to leave anymore.
President-elect Trump says his plan for lower taxes and fewer regulations will make it less attractive for U.S.-based companies to leave under the Carrier agreement reached with company executives and Indiana state officials. Carrier will continue to operate the Indianapolis facility in exchange for performance-based tax incentives.
Starbucks is shaking up its management with CEO Howard Schultz becoming executive chairman.
More than a dozen military veterans joined a protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Wearing camouflage jackets, they walked into an area that's been blocked off by police and asked the officers standing guard to lay down their arms. Police used a megaphone to order the veterans to move away because they were trespassing.
Okay, good morning. How are you? 9:39.
High today at 45 degrees.
Talk to me, Taya. Hey.
Well, fellas, looks like we're doing all right. No accidents to report right now. That's your look at traffic.
So before the break, Mister, I got a new car over here. Won't let me drive his car. This is the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. Every time I've ever asked a friend if I could drive their car, I've never had anybody say no.
Would you like to drive my vehicle?
Okay.
Well, the thing is,
you're more than welcome to. You are my friend, and I trust you.
Thank you very much, Tao. Thank you.
I haven't even owned this car a week.
So what? What is your whole purpose on me not being able to drive your car?
It's a standard.
So what does that mean?
You're going to grind my gears, yo.
How do you know? I grew up with a standard. That's what I used to drive.
No, I grew up with standards, and one of them was don't let your friends drive your standard.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not kidding, Starmie. We're walking out, and I go, so you going to let me drive the car to the gym? Because I went to the gym with him. And he said, no. And I thought you were joking around at first. And I'm like, no, seriously, can I drive your car?
I said,
no.
No!
Why are you like that? Do you really think I'm
Chrissy
going to...
Chrissy hasn't even driven that car.
Are you kidding
me? And when we first got married, she had a Jetta with a standard.
You won't let your wife drive your new car? I wish that GoFundMe never happened.
Oh, man. I've never owned a new car ever in my entire life.
Oh, big deal.
It's my baby.
Who? Wow.
I pull out of the garage before I even let my kids open the doors.
I know what your idol is.
Ding it.
I know what your idol is.
It's Ahura Mazda. I read about it.
Yep.
It's the god of wisdom.
Yeah, yeah. Is that weird, Starmie? Is that really weird that Steve-O is that paranoid that he won't let his good friend...
Thieves chimed in and said, new cars. Every new car we've purchased. We sat in the lot before pulling out. And I tell Ashley, it's only a car. And it will eventually become a used car with bumps and bruises. Mm-hmm. I do this for two reasons. Number one, to ease her mind, which she puts a dent in it. And number two, to remind myself it's just a car because I can easily make it an idol. I love cars.
There
I don't understand
go.
That.
Yeah. And
you know how many? Okay, here's what I will say. I've never, ever, 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 I'm trying to think. I've never just asked to like, wow, that's a really nice car. Can I drive your car? I've never done that to a friend ever. And I bought that car over the weekend. And by Wednesday, there was a handful of people.
Because it's a standard.
They were like, dude, you got to let me drive that car. And I was like, ugh.
It's a standard.
I don't even like lending Blu-rays to people unless your name's Matt.
They're very rare.
Huh?
I probably wouldn't ask to drive your car if it was an automatic. I wouldn't. But because it's a standard, I haven't driven a standard in a while, and so I want to feel the stick.
Nah, you don't need to.
It is more fun to drive a manual transmission.
I agree.
Liveline says,
kids won't even know about that.
Liveline says, sounds like Steve-O is a jerk of a friend.
Oh, good grief.
That's one person from Alamosa, Colorado. Shout out. Somebody else said, the Starmie has unanimously voted to break up with Dex. Elf is the bomb diggity. And then also said, just now, plus he doesn't like Elf. He can't be trusted.
Okay.
Come on. All right. So many people have asked, and I'm like, when is that okay? My wife hasn't even driven this car.
I get it.
Christy's got to drive this car first before I let some random stranger drive it.
You don't just let any random stranger or somebody that you're barely friends with drive your car. I'm your job wife. I am right there with Chrissy.
Do me a favor real quick. Will you isolate that last bit?
You got it.
Just that last sentence. Thank you.
See, I want him to isolate something too, but it was
give me your keys.
Quiet.
Give me your keys.
You are not. I'm telling
give
you right
me your
now.
Keys.
No one is driving. I'm getting texts from people who are like,
give me your keys.
Oh, I'm driving that someday.
Give me your keys.
Like, no.
Hand over your keys.
No.
Where are they? Are they in your pocket?
Here's the best part.
They're in your pocket.
It's an awesome new car with a push start. You're like, you don't even need the key. No.
What is that?
That's my phone, you weirdo. Get your hands out of my pocket.
Where?
Hey.
Are they in his office?
This is taking a weird turn, and I don't like any of this.
Go look in your office.
No, you can't have my keys.
Hey, come back.
He's really going to my office to get my keys.
Why did you make him leave?
Hey, Teo, I'm telling you, and the Starmie right now.
It's Teo.
Somebody call 242 Cops. As soon as the show's over,
relax.
I will tackle him.
No, you won't. He's very fast. Despite his size, he can move very quickly.
You can't drive my car.
What are you talking about? I'll call you.
Bye, Dex.
Dex.
You should go.
Do you really think I should go?
Yeah,
he literally grabbed his cell phone and my keys. Part of me wants to run out there and tackle him in the parking lot.
There he
but
goes.
Part of me doesn't want to.
There he goes. Dex has left the building. We still have 10 minutes of show left. I think you're going to have to run it. And by that, I mean the board. No, don't go out there.
I'm not.
Because he's going to call while he's driving your car and while he's wrecking it, so you'll have evidence. Are you nervous?
I will tell you right now.
Are you nervous?
It better not happen.
Well, what if it does happen?
This better be a funny radio stunt, because I will fight friends. The live line has chimed in. And
what are they saying?
Let's see. The only person I allow to drive my truck is my father. No one else is allowed. I don't trust anybody to drive my vehicle. I don't trust the way people drive. What if you get into an accident? What then, Dex? That's what somebody's saying. Somebody said, my mom asked to borrow my car once, and I said no. Gosh, that's terrible.
I like this one. I was always taught to never let anyone drive my vehicle. And when I was in Silver City, where Steve-O's mom is from, I made the mistake of letting my roommate drive my truck when I went out of town for work, and he blew the head gasket while street racing across town. Now, Steve-O, your car can move very quickly. What are the odds Dex is going to street race in your vehicle right now?
Starmie, I gotta
I
be honest. I'm having a mini crisis because I honestly want to leave the show and run out there because it's in real life not gonna be okay if he really drives my car. It's not okay. It's not something you do.
Starmie says, a car is like your woman, bro. If you asked, hey, bro, is it cool if I take your wife to the movies? Period. You trust your friends. It just feels weird. Gosh, people.
Wait.
I don't know.
None of that made sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Starmie, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Dex, are you driving Steve-O's car right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually in the car.
Yeah! Dexter, listen to me. I promise you, it's not going to be okay. It's going to go very poorly in this situation.
Hold on.
Really.
Hold on. I'm trying to shift. Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
Ooh, it sounds fast. Zoom, zoom.
Oh. Okay.
Why are you having...
The stick is stuck.
Okay, I gotta go.
It's not very
Wait,
smooth.
No, you can't leave me in here.
Hello?
I don't know what to do.
Steve-O.
Well, Starmie.
How do you...
Hey, Dex.
Steve-O.
Steve-O is running towards you.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's heading your way,
well,
bud.
I'm not even in the parking lot. I left. I'm actually out on Osuna.
He's got a long way to run.
he can't catch me.
He's out there, man. You need to put that thing in six and get out.
I can't, but it's grinding.
Oh.
It's grinding.
Wait, do you have it in reverse?
You might have
Hey, Steve-O! No! Get out of here! He's running at me! No! Oh my gosh, they're grinding!
It's Teo!
He's seriously chasing after me right now!
Well, just get it out of reverse!
What?
Get it out of
reverse! What are you talking about? Oh, hold on a second! Hold on! I'm serious! Get out of my car!
I can't!
You have to get away from the vehicle, you weirdo! Get away, weirdo! Damn!
Hey! What do I
this
press?
This car is great.
I know it. It drives really fast. Do I need to press anything?
Estelle, you just don't press anything.
Okay.
I'll be right there. I'm heading back. I'll be right there.
Can I press Star Wars?
If you want it put in a song, you can. Or, I don't know. It's just up to you. But I'm on my way back. Hold on. The stick is stuck again.
Oh.
Not sure if I can get it in.
What? No.
Hold on. Hold on. Oh, no, there's a cop.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Where are you guys?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm getting pulled over.
Steve-O?
I got to go.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to talk. Okay.
Dexter. Goodbye. Oh, man.
He's gone.
When he gets back here.
Yeah?
There will be repercussions.
Y'all going to wrestle?
Dude, I am winded. I ran up to the parking lot.
I hear you breathing.
And he literally went right by me with my window down, which, hey, I just got my windows tinted.
Steve says it's not. It's just a pile of stuff. Not
no, no, no. Here's the deal. Literally just got my windows tinted.
Yeah, I know.
This week, not allowed to roll my window down. He rolled my window down.
It looks great.
To be funny. And I'm like yelling, telling him to get out of my car.
Yeah, no, we heard. The Starmie heard that.
Oh, good. That was on the air.
Yeah, all of that was, including the flurry of cuss words.
Oh, good. I mean,
because I didn't know. I couldn't reach.
Yeah.
I couldn't reach that dump.
Just.
There weren't any bad words.
Being real.
Dude,
he really took my car.
I know he did. I know. And I want to thank you for letting me drive it without all of this stuff.
Starmie, I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. There's people outside, like, trimming stuff, like the trees and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, screaming, and they're like, did that guy just steal your car?
Oh, gosh.
And I wanted to be like, yes.
He looks like
call the cops. Wait, you can't, because there's no plate yet, because it's literally that new.
He looked like a much wizened street youth. Hey, Dex.
Man.
How was that car?
That was beautiful.
Man, you don't sound winded. You
Here's
like
your
you,
keys.
You sound like you took a drive in a car.
Man, it's fast.
Yeah? How fast did you get up?
The cop knew he was a Starmie member, so...
Oh, nice! Starmie!
He let me go.
Starmie and the cops!
I'm alright. Sorry. Had to run back.
Yeah.
I'm alright. Steve-O?
Nope. Nope.
Well, that's what you get.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That's what you get.
Oh. There will be some getting.
Huh?
To be had. I'm thinking about the words before I say them.
I tried to make music happen, and it
we are on the air right now.
Which one has to be prodded up for it to happen?
That's okay. You don't need to do
it.
It's fine. You did great.
I tried to make it.
He did great. You really held down the fort.
I know.
Steve-O ran after me.
I did. Somebody seriously just texted and said, did I just see you running out of the building?
Yeah. That was Steve-O. Yeah. It's super weird that you won't let me drive your car.
Well, you have just completely ruined that because you... Oh, by the way... Friend.
Yes?
You rolled my window down and I just got the windows tinted and they're not supposed to be rolled down for 3 to 5 days.
Well,
so if you messed that up and it bubbled.
That was days ago.
I can't even. Oh.
You can pay for a new tinting.
See, you have
I know
insurance.
He can. I know what he makes. We're in ministry.
No, you have
we
insurance.
Have Star Week on Monday
he'll
for
use
a reason.
The Jesse money.
Because we make nothing.
Hey, I'll write you a check. It's no big deal.
Oh, man.
You can cash that Joker in 2018.
They're so hot. Those checks are so hot.
Trying so hard. Hey, good news.
Checks are so hot right now.
Paul is listening. My boy D-Lo from Quality D-Lo Enzo. So you get to actually talk to him. You should maybe go to Quality Mazda so you can talk to him for when you're going to buy me a new car since you just ruined mine.
Really?
By driving it.
Yeah.
Friends don't let friends drive cars.
No,
oh,
friends
gosh.
Don't let friends drive drunk, Steve-O.
Here's the thing with a new car, Steve-O. When you buy a brand new car, you have to break it in.
I have not even done that yet.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
You don't break in the car.
You're only going to be able to break it in is if you actually drive it the way it's supposed to be driven.
It is a monster. It is a street. It's a road hog, bro.
It's very fast.
Sarmy's chiming in, and they are all quite mad at you. Dex must be punished.
How did the stick
not okay?
Feel?
Well, it's been a while since I've driven
a
stick.
And we heard a little bit of grinding.
There was
just a little bump and grind.
It wasn't crazy. As smooth as I thought, but I might have been doing it wrong because it's been a while. So.
Oh, gosh. Paul D'Lo. See, this is why D'Lorenzo is like the best dude on the planet. He said, if your window tint gets jacked, we'll take care of it, I promise.
See
tell
there?
Dex not to. Hey. No, that's somebody else say, failing you out because he's a really good guy.
Listen, it was just a little bit of grinding. It wasn't like Pony by Genuine came
Thank
up.
You.
It was just minor.
I'm sorry, but any one of my friends, if I asked them if I could drive their car, they would let me.
Oh, man.
You're a weirdo when it comes to this.
Sarmy member said, if he really drives your car, you need to release his phone number over the air. Hold on.
Well,
going to my
there's this thing called a dump button, uh-huh. And I can dump it. You do it. I'll put your number over there.
Did you redline the RPMs? Did you redline the RPMs?
Yeah, that's how you break it in.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Lord.
Of course I redlined the RPMs.
How else would you drive
exactly.
It?
Come on. You did this to yourself.
Okay. It's 505.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't. I can't.
Thank
I wouldn't
you.
Do that.
Thank you.
I wouldn't do that to you. Unlike you. Oh, dude. See, Starmy just chiming in. Paul Walker, anyone?
Wow.
He let a friend drive his car. Look how that turned out.
Well, were you in the car with me?
No, I tried to. Dude, that car's fast. Which, by the way, that's some get up. You, like,
when we're
gone.
But when we're driving to the gym yesterday, Tao.
Yeah.
And he's driving under the speed limit.
Check it out, man. Oh, well,
who
yeah.
does that?
I do. Because I was reading in the manual, because I actually read the entire manual, because it's my first new car. I read the entire instruction manual, and it was like talking about like the RPMs and this and that. And it's got on the computer, do you notice to the left where it's like the one and then the two, and then it's got like the 2-3. That means that, like, hey, for the best like fuel economy, you should shift to third gear right here. You should shift to fourth, and then sometimes 4 to 6 immediately.
What kind of engine you got in there?
The kind that's probably broken now. Somebody said they drive a 2012 Mazda 3 that's standard. You could totally drive their car, Dex.
See, thank you.
Not
that's
anymore,
a
man.
That's a friend.
Not anymore.
That's a friend. Yeah, it is what a friend would do. A friend would show that, hey, the car's fine. There's no dents in the car.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I rolled down the window. I'm sorry I didn't know about the tenting.
Well, that's because you stole my keys and took off with it before I could give you
clear instructions. You made me do it.
On how to drive a car correctly.
You made me do it.
I'm trying. I'm not yelling because I don't want to lose my voice.
Well,
you also need to pay for the cable statue. That's somebody on the live line.
Mm-hmm.
For the skateboard that Caleb broke. Gosh, people just love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
Seriously.
But the Starmy does.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, you guys have been listening a long time.
Somebody said... I hope this isn't true, not what a friend would do, Dex.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Definitely in the wrong, Dex.
Yeah.
Side note, Paul Walker's death anniversary was yesterday.
Topical.
Too soon.
Oof. Thank you. Sweet ride there, Steve.
Yeah.
Now I won't have to bother you again. Okay? It's over.
Oh, it's over. We'll see what happens on Star Week. You guys going to need some more cash, so please donate, because
you're
going to be short one morning show co-host.
Yeah, how are you going to pay for that car now?
Crap!
Where are those trees? Listen.
If you missed the show, make sure you hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. Just hit iTunes, Google Play, star88.fm. You can download the whole show minus the music.
I honestly can't believe you just stole my keys.
Yeah, you made me do it.
Like, we're rolling donuts in the Calvary parking lot with my brand new car.
You didn't think I would do it.
You jerk.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget Star Week on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. We're out of here.
Oh, we're out of here.
Big weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go on Craigslist and try and search for new friends.
Yeah, no. I don't know if you want those friends.
Right. No, I'm fine.
We'll see you on Monday.
A white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
where the treetops glisten and the tootlings.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because of you.
Downloading on the internet.
Nope.
This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.